Blog Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Another Tuesday night. Oh, talk show. All right, somebody press the one button. Make sure I'm not talking to myself. We can get on. All right, here we go. We got 504-9736.
That's
Wes.
What's up, babe? I'm home.
There you go. How y'all doing?
We broke the transmission, put another one in, and then we lost.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We're going to get it right, though.
There you go. Keep trying.
Yep. It is what it is.
Yeah.
We'll get it better.
Oh, yeah. Practice.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
What y'all did?
Oh, I was at Moe Fest.
Oh, okay. I need to ask him a question anyway. I'm glad you mentioned his name. You said Moe Jesus?
No, I said I went to the Boat Fest.
Oh, Boat
got a wooden boat festival right here by the house.
Oh, okay.
I walked down to the river and hung out there Saturday and Sunday. I rode the golf cart. You know, come back, relax. That's all I did. Did much. Yep. Could have been working on a call, but I didn't.
I thought you were talking about Mo. I got a question for you.
Yeah. All right, let me come on out. I remember. All right, I'll see what's happening. Ain't on yet. But yep. Well, this weekend they got Trick or Treat at Holly Springs and Hell at the Dell at Everdale. So two big events and two good tracks. So
no problem.
That's what I'm about to look up right now. I know they got something happening, but. Give me 5 seconds. Let's see. They just poked at something, I think.
Take your time. Well, I'm making a bid 39 tomorrow.
Hmm? 39?
Tomorrow.
I made 25 August 20th.
Tomorrow's the 19th, baby. You know it's my birthday, man.
So tomorrow's
the 19th.
Hey. Hell yeah. Well, I got some numbers popping up. Hang on a second. Power 4 is 7032. Quiet, huh? 601 1383. Who we got?
What's up, Jamie?
What's up, King Black?
Oh, man, Wes said he's about to make that big 3-9. Boy, when I was 39, boy, I raised all kind of hell.
Yeah, you know, it's my birthday bash, you know?
Man.
You know, it's my birthday bash, so we're going to get it on right there. You know how that is.
Well, happy birthday to you, Wes, and may the good Lord let you see many more, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get probably
yeah, happy birthday, Wes. Happy birthday, bro.
Who is this, Mo?
No, this is Clive. Happy birthday, bro.
My bad.
Man, we went down there to Gulfport and had a good time, man, this weekend, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, man. Had a good time. Shit. I even knocked some of that rust off me. I still got a little bit, but I'm knocking it off.
Oh, you took the car?
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, haven't been out about 4 years, bro.
Yeah.
It kind of kept that right lane. It kind of kept breaking loose when it shifted high gear, but I got in that left lane shit. That motherfucker went straight down Broadway.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
I've been waiting on Eric Gilmore and a couple of more of them old boys, but they didn't let that old lazy dog get off the porch. Now he's starting to growl.
He ain't got on about Eric no more now that you said you went to the track. He gonna go and hide now.
He
was talking while you was down. You done brought it out. He ain't got to worry about it no more.
Oh, okay.
He ain't gonna do nothing.
Yeah.
You should have never said you went to the track. You should have said you had some problem. You'd have said you had a problem, he'd have been on here.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But I'm going on mute, bro. I'm about to start riding.
All right, King Black, thank you. Good to hear.
All right.
Hey, Wes. That's right. They got that put up and get wet grudge race. That no problem. They got bikes, street tire shootout, 200 entry fee. Let's take all 100 pounds.
Right.
You got a street ET. And then you got cars. They got a daily driver shootout. And then Friday night, they got Tess and Tune and Grudge. So, let's see Friday night, Grudge night, Friday, October 21st. All right, so that's what you got happening this weekend, and no problem. Let me scan. See what state capital, if they posted anything. Let's see, state capital raceway. Let's see. No, the following weekend you got the Cajun Outlaw Nationals, Outlaw Pro Mods.
You know I'm gonna be there on the mat. Yeah.
That's the state capital.
I'm gonna be.
So you got two weekends with some good racing. Oh, yep. Hell yeah. What? Well, hang on a second. Let me catch this mic. 504-5244. Who we got?
What's up, James? It's Norman. What's going on, brother?
What's up, Norman? How you making up?
You're killing, brother. Laying in the recline. Relax.
Yeah, I need to get me.
I guess you survived the boat festival.
I was all right. I didn't do too much, man. I went outside, man. I got Saturday night. I went hung out. They had a little band at the ball. I was there for a little bit. Shit, 11:30. I was leaving. I was on the pool table, clowning around. And now I'm just leaving.
That's me. I left the track not long after Todd left. You know, it was shut down for a while when it cleaned up. Tired of being there.
Mm-hmm. He definitely.
Yeah.
They said it's like a flip like 10 times, huh? Rolled over. Yeah.
What happened was the video I sent you, I was filming, and when he flipped, I kind of threw it down because Moby was right there, so I was going to pick Moby up to run down on the golf cart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of was running to my golf cart so I get down there, you know, so I thought I'd cut the video off. But, yeah, he definitely ruled.
Damn.
Pretty good.
Wow.
And as long as he's okay, you know.
Yeah, car can be rebuilt.
Yes, sir.
Last time I checked, we can't rebuild ourselves.
Oh.
Not quite yet.
Right. We're trying, but it ain't working.
Yeah, no, it ain't working too good.
Anyway, I'm going to kick back and listen to y'all. Go on mute. So, all right, brother.
All right. A little more people on here. Go over our topic tonight. Get a bunch of more people, see what's happening. Start some people talking. Get more people get on here, we'll be all right. Yep, I'm surprised it's kind of. Well, I know Mo is supposed to be racing Tony Bynes this weekend.
Oh, that's how the sounds from, huh?
Yeah, just mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Hang on. Down here. Your mic open. 504-5073. Who we got?
It's all out, babe.
What's up? What's happening, hell?
Man, it's chilling.
What you been up
man,
to?
Man, I got a bone to pick. Nothing, man. Trying to make a couple of dollars, you know how I go.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I got a bone to pick with old Crockett.
What up? What's that?
Old Darius Crockett.
What up?
Man, that joker, man, keep advertising stuff for sale, and he don't never ask nobody to try to buy something. I did that twice, try to buy something twice from him. That job sucker don't never respond to the message. I said, what kind of shit is that? You don't sell something, you never respond. You never respond to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He know you ain't going to spend no money. I can't tell.
Well, Darius, you only hit the one, bud. Bring your ass in court right quick.
Man, I try to buy two things from him. That nigga ain't never respond. He did somebody else that too. Do the same way. You waiting on him to respond. He ain't never respond.
Mm-hmm. Sound like he a serial jacker, huh, Jamie?
Mm-hmm. What's up, man? Yeah. Tighten up, man.
Yeah, I hear somebody talking about spend no money. I hear you. Shit, I sound like somebody that ain't racing either.
You're not good to feel
bad. Hey, what's going on?
Hmm? What
did
you say? He talking to somebody else.
No, I'm good. Yeah.
He ain't on here, so when he get on here, I'll get on him.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
man.
Listen, I tell you what, I talked to him about a week ago, or 3.5 ago. He's getting on that sugar cane truck, so, and they work long hours. So maybe he ain't got time, it's fine, but I ain't no excuse. He
nah, that joke is. That joke, no, that joke will be, that joke posting, that joke posting every hour and hour.
Oh, too, well, he ain't no excuse now.
No, yeah, that joke is posting. Give him a day or two and say, damn, that nigga still ain't fine. I'm going to boss him out, I'm going to buy new. That was a sign for me to just go buy new.
Hey, James, that mobile right now.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, we here.
Yeah, I said it won't be long now, no. Jamie. It look like the more things working for me now.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you my studs pull out the rocker stand.
Mm-hmm. Hell
like
yeah.
Sensors, you know, like they're holding.
Oh, yeah, temp or turts or whatever, because certs or something like that. They got a weird name for them. Those
yeah.
are stronger than a boat, man, than a thread. But the way it's designed.
Yeah, I had some regular ones at first.
The heel car?
Turned me on to some special ones.
Yeah, I forgot what they called them. They called them. It's a weird name, but it's supposed to be stronger than Hila Car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they seem to be working right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think it's bigger. We take a, you know, Hila Car just like a little regular thread. I think these get a little bit bigger. Grab. But either way, hell yeah, that's good. Well, good deal. Well, you know Hot Rod ain't getting on enough. For sure, you done said that. King Black just scared Eric, and you done scared Hot Rod from putting more in button, but.
No, I ain't on. Hot Rod got somebody else on the radar. Boy. I know a bad boy. Be hot and heavy with them. I'm the least worried.
Mm-hmm. Well, shit. You still going Nigers?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, shit.
Do a nice call, small block Nigers.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. A small block Nigers. A lot of people going to be out of small block Nigers next year. Be some fun. Hell yeah.
Shit, I don't know, man. Shit, I need to change though, man. The fucking lights is getting, man, ridiculous, man. It's down by me, man. It ain't nobody selling lights down here. It's hard to get it. I don't know where everybody's getting it from, but it's hard to get it.
Yeah. Well, they went through that phase at one time before, back around 14. That's about hard it was to get.
Mm. Yeah. I found out with them boys getting it out there in Mississippi and Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Might get like you. Gonna put me one of them blow dryers on front.
There you go.
Might go fast then.
Nah, man. Just have fun, man. Just have fun. All it is, ain't nothing special.
Mm-hmm. Shit, you don't need nothing special. Shit. A blue drive makes some power, partner. Anything. I try to stay in that class, though, small block nitrous class, but man, that's like I said, that nitrous, man. That shit getting ridiculous.
What, you get like $8 a pound now, huh? $7,
$8
a pound?
Shit, $9 now. Like I said, everybody ain't selling that shit, though.
Oh, I guess they ain't.
Yeah, ain't nobody down here. You get it.
So you make a pass, you probably burn pound or 2 pounds, so that's 18. Gas is what? 18, 19 a gallon? Somewhere in that range? 20 a gallon now? For C20?
20.
C23? $20 a gallon, so that's a tig. So you burn a gallon, gallons and change. Well, that's a rich people, right? A rich
Damon.
People sport their races.
Hey, Damon.
Yeah. Get out them shoes. Get out them shoes. Damn it.
Hey, I bought a 5-gallon pail for my daddy's stock of some 112. A 5-gallon pail was $100.
That used to be like $80, huh?
Man, I used to get $100 for like $40, $50 back in the day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Back in the day, yeah.
I used to look in Hadbury was when we had that 355 was a 5 gallons of 93 and 5 gallons of that mixed up.
Yeah, but that 112 bought some up. 5-gallon pail was $105 for a two stock.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. Like I said, shit, boy, nigga might have to swap up, partner. Shit, 85 or something.
Mm-hmm.
See, even the methanol cheaper than damn racing fuel.
85.
The expenses of work, though, but shit.
I think two.
Yeah, the racetrack will be up. Got it for $3 and something, $4, right at $4 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I paid $2.60 for my Drummer 85. That's what it was. I think it might be like six something a gallon, which ain't that bad. You know, you know what I paid for it. Oh, it's three. I forgot now, but either way. Might have been closer to three. But,
yeah, make you want to go to the airport and get that Abe gas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boo-boo, man. Where you been at, boo-boo?
Laying under the radar.
Yeah, you ain't rocking. You ain't rocking the Mustang no more. So you had a Malibu or something, huh?
Yeah, I still got both of them. I'm just trying to finish my G-body where I can put an antique plate on it. You know, change it up a little bit.
Yeah. Hey.
But now, Lil Blue still sitting there on jack stands on four flats, you know. She served
jack stand mafia.
Yep, that's the fastest fucking calls around. The only thing I used to run that ragged motherfucker. They all knew that motherfucker was coming around. Ass whipping or whipping ass. They knew it was there. I like that dude on TikTok. Hey, cut your cough. You know, remember what I sent you the other day, Jamie?
What is that?
I sent you some video of old dude talking about old. It's on my Facebook page. I don't know. I'd have to go back and find it and tag it to it.
I be watching them people be sending me some stuff.
Boy, what? My old lady tell me all the time. She say, you ought to super glue that fucking phone to your ear, your hand. But it's all good.
Oh, shit. Let me cut you away one mic, y'all. Then just boom, 504-5817.
Hey, what's up, Jamie? Yep. What's up, Rachel Bill? What's going on, fella?
Not a whole lot. What's been up, boom?
Oh, man. Sitting in the corner with my lip poked out, that's all. I'm going to sit
man, don't say that. The Queen going to get his hand beat on his chest.
Huh?
Gonna make the Queen get on here and beat on his chest in a little bit.
No, I can't fuck with the Queen. That man got a big block, man.
Yeah.
That man got a big block. I'm gonna leave that man alone.
Big.
Yeah. That man got a big block.
He says a 396 with good heads.
Yeah. Hey, that's the way to run. I honestly got a aluminum 5.3 with some good heads. I just had
a 4.8.
4.8, that was up. Well, I'm so tired of the motherfucker knocking on my door about them goddamn turbos. I told the motherfucker I ain't raising another nine. Being nice, I'm going to turbo them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers are going to throw no gun in the motherfucking woods. I put turbos on my truck. I got motherfuckers over there doing that. All I got to do is buy the material. They wear that shit up for me and run the high side, low side, whatever all the size is. And all I got to do is goddamn me do what the fuck it do. But, I ain't going to entertain that shit, man. Fuck that. I can't compete with them other boys that got turbo. Oh, fuck, that doesn't even go and fuck with them turbo. Them motherfuckers flying, boy. Oh, yeah. They take the flying. I ain't got no loud background noise, do I, Jamie?
No, I don't think. I hear somebody with a little slight background, but nothing bad. You know?
Okay, I just want to make sure because I'm in my shop. Got the view. Hey, you going to turn that boombox off of me? Just on the back of the boombox, not the radio, just the boombox. Just flip the toggle switch down. It turns the nitrous off. Hey, but listen though, Jamie, you know I'm doing a Halloween shootout in October the 29th at Finish Line, man. I'm hoping to be ready with my truck. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping to be ready with my truck. You know me, I get my motor back that morning, goddamn it, and be there that evening. You know what I mean? Well, I do like I did the Blazer. I bring the motor and transmission with me, put the bitch in at the track. I did that at no problem with my Blazer.
Yeah.
But damn sure did. The motor was sitting sideways in that motherfucker when I got to the track. So it was. With that little Blazer. Then I put that bitch together. And when I just stood that bitch up 12 o'clock high, I broke every goddamn thing in that motherfucker when it came down. It broke. I had a motor plate on it. It broke all the bolts in the, you know how you got the bolts in the block? Shit. Mm-hmm. Shit, all them motherfuckers, y'all. That motor was just sitting there.
Damn.
I saw that motherfucker, man. I don't want nothing that wheel stand no more, man. You can't win no race in the album.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like to talk about, man, on the show tonight, I don't know if you got topic, but this would be something good to talk about on the talk show. See, you know, I'm a salesman, and I sell racing parts of all kinds, and I would like to talk about safety. Y'all ain't got to buy from me if y'all a hater. I don't give a fuck. You heard it? Y'all excuse me on my mess right now, too. But safety is what I want to talk about. You know what I'm saying? And if anybody interested, I sell it. Diapers, I sell them. I have them. You feel me? Your suit, your helmet, the neck thing, bruh. And the reason why I'm really saying it and emphasizing it, I actually was, you know, I was selling food at Gulfport this weekend. You know, mama was selling fish plates, chicken plates, and, you know, had the jet cars and all that. And Todd Spears wrecked his car, man. And I literally seen that boy flip 9 times. Anywhere from 7 to 9 times I've seen that boy flip. You know what I'm saying, man? And that man had every safety feature that a racer needs. And he had the caliber car that he needed for that type of race, too. You know what I'm saying? And that's my worst hearing, is flipping like that. I mean, that's my worst fear. And the man walked out of there. He walked in the middle of the track after flipping, got out of that car, opened that door, got out of there, and let his wife and kids know that he might have been of adrenaline. And he might be in pain right now. But he walked away. He walked away from it.
Mm-hmm.
He walked away from it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And no matter who you spend your money with, man, if you don't spend your money with me, if you don't spend your money with Jigs, and you don't buy safety equipment, there's a possibility that if you rake, you possibly going to get hurt. You know? And that's why when people get mad at me when I be pulling, people get mad at me because I pull them off the line because he's riding the G-Body with a 355 in it, you know what I'm saying, me, and he just a street racer on hard tires. And you wonder why I still bag him up because you don't have a helmet. Man, you go 14 seconds and kill yourself in the car.
Mm-hmm. You're going down the track longer. It's more longer time for something to happen to the car. And wreck.
Right. Me and a friend of mine were having an argument yesterday, J-Rock, the guy with the big rail car, the purple car that I ran in No Problem. Me and him was arguing yesterday because, you know, me and him talk on the phone a lot. You know, he was like, I said, man, you know, fuck that out the back door, because that's how me and him raised, because he beat me. I gapped his ass 7 colleagues to the 8, but he beat me to the floor. So I couldn't put no fuck. But, and I wasn't going to blow my motor for $500. Anyway, we was arguing about the, you know, the 1320 and the 660. You know what I'm saying? And every... Now, I've seen freaky shit happen on the start line. I've seen freaky shit happen at 3:30. I've seen shit happen all over the track. But I've seen a whole lot of bad accidents happen after that 660, man.
Mm-hmm.
The LS time of chain. You didn't put it up in the car already? We'll go check the car, brother. It ain't in the car. Okay. But, yeah, Jamie, safety equipment. All y'all guys got to do is just find what you need. Some people like designer suits. Some people like a certain name brand helmet. I can get them all. I can get whatever name brand you want. All you got to do is call and say you want it and send the money. And I said, oh, man, well, you way up there in Baton Rouge, boo. Man, I sure. Let me tell you something. Them boys in Mississippi, man, I'm drop shipping shit like a motherfucker over there. Boy, I had to go do my tax papers over there in Mississippi so that I could drop ships to Mississippi without being charged tax. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Them guys, you know? And I got people here in Louisiana support me, too, especially on the side. I posted them pro bracket earlier. Shit, I think it ain't 4 pounds left.
Oh, damn.
4 pounds left. Yeah. Yeah, I have to talk to my wife. You know, she wants to take them orders in. But I mean, I tell her that Joe Blow want them, or Jamie wants the other kind of pro bagger, and then she'll get all the other stuff figured out, you know. But, and, yep, and, look, bro, you two have done lost a whole fucking brand new oil pump and timer chain set. Yeah, you crazy, baby. Now I'm the motherfucker. How are you tripping, brother? Fuck.
Let me catch this mic. I think this is Alan, a big old 504-4404. Who we got?
What's going on, brother? This is Alan. How y'all doing this evening, man?
Nice. What's happening, Alan?
Hey, man, my mom. What's going on with you, Jimmy?
Nothing much, man. Alan, nothing much. Just sitting here. Relaxing. That's it.
Yeah, same as working, brother. Gonna go to Hottest Spring this weekend.
Oh, you going?
Thursday. Yeah, going up there. Going out there, man. Yeah. It's tuning in, seeing what they got going on, bro. I'm driving, so I got a little background noise. Go on mute.
Hey, Daniel, you on here?
Yep, I'm on here.
What was the score there? What happened with Alabama this week? I didn't see the score. What happened?
They got their ass blowed out by Tennessee.
Right. Riddell quiet tonight, boy. Was he on? Oh, he on here? Oh, he quiet? Oh, he quiet tonight?
Roll Tide, dead in the
basket. Talking shit. Come on, here, Mr. Roll Tide.
There you go with the bullshit. We lost by 3 points. I'll tell you what, Daniel, if you're so happy,
I lost.
Double that 100 up.
I lost.
Double that fucking 100 up against LSU. Double it up against LSU.
A loss is a loss. Y'all got y'all ass handed to you by the
volunteers. Double it up. They ain't put I bet we put 40 points
man.
On y'all ass. Double it up. Double 100 up. Make it 200.
Let me see when who playing, you know, when the quarterback. We'll see. We'll get the game week first.
What your man who playing?
Somebody might get hurt this week when they playing Ole Miss. I'm not going to double up now. Come on, man.
I don't give a damn who playing who quarterback for LSU for Alabama, Young or their backup. They gonna still whoop LSU.
It ain't gonna be a blowout because fucking Alabama look like Alabama is not playing like they should be playing.
Man, we made team fucking mistakes and lost by 3 points, man.
Y'all ain't made no team mistakes. Y'all got
y'all
ass whooped. Yeah, I can watch football. Y'all got your ass.
Got all kind of old bullshit ass calls.
Good team. Roughing
the quarterback.
Listen, good team find a way to win. Obviously, they didn't do that.
Rushing the quarterback, old bullshit ass fouls. Man, come on. 3 points. They put 40 points on y'all ass, man.
Who was favorite?
What was the point spread? 3 points.
Point spread was 8. They had to win by 8. They lost by 2. They had to win. The book it. Vegas had them to win by 8. They had to win by 8.
That's right. We lost by 2 fucking points.
Sorry, motherfucker. Sorry, bad
point. I tell you what you do, Jamie. Bet that money on that fucking car of yours. I'll knock your brains out.
Oh, me?
Daniel. Come on, Daniel.
That what now?
Let's bet some money on that goddamn car of yours against that Mustang.
Boy, your Mustang? Man,
yeah.
I'm nowhere. I'm small block, bro. I'm small block.
I give you what you think you need to win.
I need everything in drag racing.
What is that?
You tell me.
I don't know what all that is.
Jamie, what's everything in drag racing?
Backside of hitting the cliff.
Fuck, he wants a race, man. Stay in your league. They're on the little boy playground. I ain't figure you was gonna go begging like that.
Who Alabama play this week?
Who y'all play this week? Arkansas?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss gonna beat y'all ass.
Okay. We gonna see.
Y'all
coming
around, boy.
He
got heart.
Yeah.
Boy, y'all ain't got shit. Y'all ain't got a coach. Y'all need a coach, man. Y'all ain't got fucking bamboozled again. Y'all ain't got fucking bamboozled again. When y'all lose that fucking receiver y'all got, Nick Saban came
from LSU. Just remember that.
When y'all lose that one fucking receiver, y'all gonna be fucked. That one receiver is the only savior y'all got.
Oh man!
When you bring that back half ass Nova to the track, that chassis car.
Ain't no chassis call, bro. That's what the topic is tonight, huh, Jamie? What is the pro mile?
Yep, what is the pro mile? I want to ask my topic tonight. Waiting for people to get on. We got 33 callers. What is considered a pro mile? Makes a call pro mile.
What's a pro mile? I mean, goddamn, you got Chino running in 28. You got White Chocolate running in 28. You got Brent Self running in 28. You got Ken Kong running
Brent
in 28.
Brent Self ain't no pro mile. That car ain't no pro mile. You look at that car, that back half car, that ain't no pro mile car.
Whoa, Jamie, listen to what I said. I didn't say he was a pro mile. I said
all right.
I named the caliber car running in 28. So how you going to define a pro mile? How do you define a pro mile?
Well, that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to find out. Because y'all will get people talking pro mile.
But listen, that's what y'all open a wide range of questions. How do you define what are you comparing the car to define a pro mile?
That's what we. That's what the topic is for, so people can have a discussion on it, Riddell. That's what we're saying.
Wait, what I'm saying, Jamie?
I am listening. You're not listening to what I'm saying. I'm listening to what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I understand clearly what you're saying. But I'm also saying you're not understanding my point. Is what I'm saying is to get people to talk about, and then you can narrow it down. So, because if you put 100 people in a room, everybody's going to have a different definition of what they think one is.
So you're asking how do you determine a pro mile? You have to have something to start your basis on to determine it. You just can't have a.
The question was, what makes a car a pro mile? So you're getting it from other people's perspective on what they think is considered a pro mile, and then you open the discussion. So people say, "Nah, man, huh?
What is your baseline?" To determine a pro mile.
You know, basing is what these people like, what as far as a front shock, like on some of these 69 Camaros where the strut front is, which they never came from that. You know, what are they saying that? What did they do this? You know, everybody has their own opinion of what they think makes a car pro mile, correct?
The reason I say that is you have to have a baseline. I know two or three cars that run pro mile and got a full chassis, and that have a full stock chassis on them, and they run pro mods. So you have to say, in my opinion, you have to say, what are we going to base a pro mod off to call it a pro mod? You just can't say, what is a pro mod? Because there are different versions of a pro mod, and people run it in different chassis configurations.
Okay, and so see, now I can give you a rebuttal. Now that you just said that, there's different pro mods, so everybody has their opinion on what is considered a pro mod, because you have some, you seen some with a stock chassis, then they got some people think the chassis model, full chassis car is considered a pro mod, so you got two different opinions, correct?
But there's a base of what you can base a pro mod.
that's your two bases, because you basing yours off a full chassis, a pro mod
can be based off of weight, full chassis, fiberglass, quarters and steels.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, because everybody gonna have their own opinion on what they're basing it off of.
So you're getting opinions from everybody else to see. If you're gonna give a race and you're gonna say no pro mod, okay, what are you basing the pro mod off of? What are you saying?
I won't ever say that.
How you gonna determine what is my pro mod versus your pro mod? If you don't have a line in the sand.
Riddell, you're missing the whole point. That's why we're having this discussion, because just like you saying, you got your idea what you think it is. These other people going to have their idea, so you got a base that you can get a big collection of thoughts on these people and make your own conclusion to that. On that. See, everybody has their own basis themselves from what they think it's off of. You understand what I'm saying to that?
What you're not understanding is, somewhere along the line, you're going to have to put a line in the sand.
But Riddell, you're not understanding. Everybody else has their own line, and I'm trying to understand what their line is, where they basing it off of, what they're coming from. You just said you seen a car that had a full body chassis that was still a pro mod, the factory stuff on it, correct? So you can say that could be the style of your person, something anything different than that. So then they got other people think a full chassis car is a pro mod with a carbon body. They think that's a pro mod. I want to get a consensus of a bunch of people and see what everybody considered. It's a wide thing. It's like a street car. What's considered a street car? You know, some people think it's got to have license tag and insurance, but they're never driving on the street. They trail it everywhere. Why have all that? Some got to be a newer model, 2008 and newer, 2010 and newer. You know, all this. But it's still a broad spectrum. That's what I was trying to open up a discussion on this to see. You know, what do you base a street car for, Riddell?
If I was a judge and I'm basing a street car for, my number one thing to eliminate every car that try to get in the street car class, I want to see working tail light, working headlight, inspection sticker, and registration. Because you can't get around that as being a street car.
Anybody can get a registration and a brake tag and get working license. That ain't shit to do. I get a brake tag right now. You get a brake tag easy. You get registration. That's easy. If you got a title, you get registration. And insurance, you keep Haggerty on. If it's an old enough car, you got insurance.
Working front and tail lights. Listen, if you're gonna tell me, say, hey man, I need you to judge my street car. What I want a full street. What we want? I want working tail lights, front and rear, headlights working. I want two seats. You could eliminate the driver's seat, but I want two factory seats in the car, factory dash, factory glass, factory doors, factory this, factory that. That's a street car. You can't get around it. I don't give a damn how you look at it. You ain't going to get around a street car. It's going to have factory seats in it. It's going to have factory glass in it. It's going to be factory fenders, headlights, taillights, registration, inspection sticker, and license. You can't get around it.
Yeah, you can.
That's a street car.
Jamie,
I got a street car.
That's a factory
street
car. I
got everything he said.
Yeah, as I'm saying, you can't. It's a broad spectrum of stuff. I mean, it's not.
But
that's a broad spectrum.
That's a factory street car.
That's not a factory street car. Them cars that do their drag week. That's a fucking chassis car with working lights and everything. The boy got chassis cars driving on the street.
they got the insurance put on it.
You can either get insurance or brake tag. You know?
Damn it. They got steel quarters, steel frame, working tail lights, two front seats, license, inspection sticker, and driver's license. That if you build a chassis car, you could go get that in it. But it's still considered a street car because it's a steel car, steel glass, steel doors. Work it. What a street car gonna be? What came from the factory, other than a modification to the motor? That should be a street car. Modification to the exhaust, motor, and the tires. That's a street car.
You got a broad, just like you're talking about the Pro Mod, you got a broad spectrum of street cars, partner.
And that's why I want to bring up the discussion of Pro Mod and get, because your definition, you think, is that's what you say, Riddell, but I got other people say different for a street car. So, with Pro Mod, you got a bunch of different inputs.
Let me ask you a question. If you say street car class, how you going to get around a factory street car?
Well, let me tell you how to get around. To be a street car, this is my thing. You don't have to do no drive. You go, you open the track up, everybody make 10 laps, end of the quarter mile, go all the way around the quarter, come back around. You pull up, and you go straight to the state lane. You don't check shit. That's a street car, just like you drive and you pull up there. You got to better make 10 trips around, up and down, come down the return road, go back up to the state lane, and then pull up to the line, and then go down the track. There ain't no checking nothing. There ain't no refueling. There ain't nothing, because you're supposed to have enough fuel to make them trips. That eliminates all them little side-ass tanks, them little small tanks, all your cooling system where you cut all your water down. To me, that'd be a street car, but that's my view. You know, Elk might have something different on what he calls street car. Same what I'm trying to get back is what people consider a Pro Mod. But then from all these people talking, you can come to, I guess, a happy meeting or give and take a little bit and find a nice set of rules or what everybody consider to be fair in that and consider that. That's what I was trying to get at with this. I mean, you know, I know what people ain't going to do, what I say for a street car, but, I mean, so it's, you know. That's the whole point of the subject was to see what people think about a Pro Mod or what they consider to be a Pro Mod. So, and I think this King Black 601-1383. That's you, King Black. Am I still on here? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Hello.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I have fell off, James. I'm driving. When you say Pro Mod, what definition you using? Grand Racing Pro Mod or NHRA Pro Mod?
I guess it'd be Grand Racing because we don't do no NHRA. We do Grand Racing. You know, you hear the term, and just there was something we couldn't think enough for a topic, and I come up with something like this to get this. I should have said straight car, but I said let me do because everybody said, oh, you got a Pro Mod, you know. A lot of people joking. Some people be serious with it. I mean, we could have said what's considered, it's a chance card. That's kind of, well, you got some people building chance cards that's on the guidelines of fitting into considered a back half, but they're really chance cards. But well, that would be another topic
when Pro Mod started off, that's probably where everybody was basing it off of NHRA Pro Mod cars, you know?
In the 90s, I think they came out with a Pro Mod, which is considered, they modified the body, lent in the chassis. You know, you had a lot of your fiberglass front end that was stretched a little bit more, things like that. But nowadays, I mean, that's some of your chassis cars are like that. You know?
Yeah, because now, a lot of them guys buying them cars like that, they turn them into grudge cars. So, you know, that's why move over to the grudge spectrum, you know?
Yeah, a lot of you take top sportsmen and move down, too, you know, do a lot of grudge.
Yeah.
Top sportsman cars.
Yeah.
But, no, it's just something that we can get everybody to kind of discuss it, you know, just talk about it. I mean, just something. Instead of just sitting on here and talking about if we're going to race and not going to race and who's scared of who. We can have a little guest educated conversation on stuff and get input, you know. Hey, like Riddell said, what he considered a Pro Mod.
Hey, Sammy,
the Queen of Steven, y'all mic open.
Give me a little insight on somebody tell me what is really a back half, because I've been seeing that they've been thrown out there a lot. What is a back half?
Take a back half. That's
why
I'm
going to
fly real back. You can have. That's what they came from back in. You want to see a definition of a true back half? It's like a $10.5 silver back is a back half call. Not the that's a back half call. From the firewall back front, all the front got all the factory stuff in the front.
All right, everything else is ball.
And in fact, the factory firewalls and you got a factory firewall and a factory location, and everything else back can be chest itself. You know, you can modify the back. It's back half from the back half. That's what the back half of the car is modified. So that's a back half car. Basically, 10-5 outlaw cars is like that. You know.
I personally think the class is leaving that, but hey, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. If it is
well,
leaving,
like
I like it more because I'm going to change my car up. I got to get on a diet. I love to, you know, I love to set my car up the way they setting these new 484 cars up.
Well, we should have said, Tommy could have been what's considered a back half car or what's the guidelines where cars when you they say no chassis cars, what's considered a chassis car, what makes it not a chassis car? So it's a pro mod. Maybe that would have been better. Maybe we'll do that next week. But
yeah.
Sweetie, you may well go and set your car up the way you want set up because anywhere outside of Louisiana, you're going to be able to run in any one of the classes you want to run at.
We ain't worried about racing, but I'm just trying to, you know, I just got on, man. I just was listening, that's all.
Set your car up to run any kind of way you want to run because any kind of way you look at it, you're either going to run the 484 class, the 5-inch class, the 28 grudge, or the 28 unlimited. And don't give a shit in either class how your car is set up chassis-wise, as long as it's not a fiberglass car. And the 28, not the 28 Outlaw.
Yeah, because my car carry a lot of weight, man. That's unnecessary just to
when
be
you
a back half. I mean, I got factory floorboards, factory firewall, factory frame in the front.
I got stock suspension.
Yeah.
That
and I got A-on, which
suspension.
With a little 6-inch shock.
You know, when my car was built, it was built for stock suspension, small tire stock suspension, because that's all you could have. And look how the rules have changed up to now. Anything on 28.
Yeah.
Which I think all that's the advantage around here, having that weight. But, I mean, just like you say, you get away from here, you better be light.
Yes.
I mean,
running
I think weight your friend around here.
You better be under 2,400 pounds you go anywhere else. And you're not going to be under 24 pounds with the stock steel floor, stock steel firewall, just your frame, front half been done, frame rails. No, you're going to be 24 and above. But goddamn, let me tell you now, all steel, all glass, that motherfucker's 3,300 pounds and they're still running goddamn teams.
Man, I don't know about that.
What?
I don't know about that all. I don't know about them cars being light.
Man, that's fast as a motherfucker.
All steel, all glass. Real glass.
I ain't gonna say what car I actually touched. But man, that car wasn't 33 nothing, and it was all steel, all glass. That thing
but
was good so bad.
Steel glass.
Oh yeah, it was steel. Yep.
But hold on, Tweety. Listen at me now. You could be absolutely right. They don't put a weight limit on all steel, all glass. But the car has to be steel body, all glass. They didn't say you couldn't have a lightweight chassis up under it. They said all steel, all glass.
That's the catch right there.
You got some of them cars. That got all that steel trunk, steel hood, steel doors, all the glass. But they got chassis on them. But they all steel, all glass. So you could get a car that all steel, all glass, 2,200, 2,300 pounds.
Thanks.
Clown all steel, all glass.
Huh.
So you can't get a car that light. My black car was 2,400 pounds, all steel, all glass. Had roll up, had electric windows in it. Yeah, but that's a hell of a class now. Actually,
I was telling the hot rod his mic open. I just don't want to walk away from the computer. I just saw his hand was up.
That's a hell of
When's
a class.
When's the next race, Jamie?
This weekend. Got a Hell in the Dale at Evadale and Holly Springs got Trick or Treat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ain't nothing local coming up, huh?
You got the Cajun National Pro Mod is going to be at State Capitol. Then you got next week you got, well, no, this weekend you also got a little bike race and a daily driver shootout at No Problem.
Oh, okay.
So Jamie, if you just happen to have ladder bars, if you got full frame rail, full glass and everything, front and back, I mean, console, dashboard, everything. You just have ladder bars. That's not a back half car, is it?
No, it's not a back half car. Not stock suspension, but you're not back half. That's all.
Okay.
And listen, back in the day when Mustangs were doing ladder bars, they was letting those go and run in some of the, most of your stock suspension classes. Because everybody was putting ladder bars on them. So they was letting ladder bar cars run in stock suspension classes. So.
Well, they have to.
They come with a stock fucking, what is it, stock ladder bar?
No, Mustang come with a triangulated full link. Yeah. Well, yep. I had just something to get some topic on. But then, you know, I mean, I know it's a broad thing. I mean, people have different views on it. But you always hear about,
I was cleaning up something that we were talking about in that little group text message.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I personally don't think none of that matter, to be honest with you. You put out the money in a good race, people going to come. They don't care what they're racing against. People just want to be part of a good show. That's just my opinion about it.
A hell of a show.
They've been picking on a certain motherfucker. Now he's building the king out to race him. You know?
That's all it was.
You start putting big money up there.
You get you some nitrous on that phone you got.
You start putting the right amount of money in the class and the right entry in the class. Man, they gonna come out of the goddamn woodworks, but they got.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't none of that gonna be relevant in my opinion.
They got to be. No, they come into a race where they can win, they can finish, and they can go home.
You get something like that. I mean, hell, you can do spillover races. You know, I mean, you put the money out there enough people show up, you can do a spillover race and separate them pro mod type cars from the.
That's right.
From the,
what you got
less, the lesser what cars.
The first thing you gotta have, you got to have in place that they gonna win, they gonna finish, and they gonna go home.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Sort of just had that $20,000 all steel, all glass race in Mississippi. I think that was at Battlefield. No, they just had that in Mississippi. This weekend.
Oh, okay.
Battlefield, they had that. That was racing for that bag. That was racing for the bag. That was
$20,000. It was a $1,000 entry fee, guaranteed $20,000.
But listen at me. What they guaranteed is what you're missing in that, Quinn, is they guaranteed you was gonna win. They guaranteed you was gonna race. They guaranteed you was gonna finish, and you guaranteed that it was gonna be a fucking winner. That's you. You have the full thing in order to put a race on and put it on successfully. That is number one. It's gonna finish and it's gonna pay off. That's the end of it. It's gonna finish. It's gonna pay off, and everybody gonna go home. And if you can't have them three
mother
things,
come, mother come for the bread.
You're not gonna have a success.
Hey, the Quinn, they coming to put on a show too. Believe that.
Hey, look, NHRA race down the street from XMP this weekend. Didn't faze XMP at all. When I tell you at all, I'm talking 10 miles apart. Didn't faze that fucking 8-mile track at all. That bitch was packed to the house. Because you know one thing? The people at XMP know they was going to race, they was going to finish, and they was going to go home. That bitch was packed, a blood race. You got them three things, you gonna have a successful race.
All right, let me catch these mics right quick, Riddell. 504-95-94. Who we got?
This Doobie. On that back half, a true back half call, it started from behind the driver's seat back. That was a true back half car.
I'm the driver's seat. There you go, DeQuinn. All right.
That was old school back half.
That's what I'm saying, but that's a true back half. That was a true back half.
You talk about 10 to 5 outlaw back half. Now, but see, that was
that's how my car's set up. I mean, underneath the floorboard is this factory.
Put your tube chest and stuff under there.
Everybody put their little spin on it and stretch the rules, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Pro Mile. You got too many. So many inputs, views or opinions on it. So, and it was just a topic.
So you don't want the mini tub, whatever. It don't matter. You can put a 3417 underneath that sucker. You still could be a back ass. They got plenty of back ass with big tires.
Mini tub is a half a tub,
it's
like you got a full tub. Yeah. It's like
extension of the factory tub. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah, it's not a full tub.
Hey, Silverback, I mean to get off the subject. I'm just curious about something about your car. The second time I seen your car run, you got sparks come out the exhaust or something like that. What that be?
That just rusty, man. We don't run it enough. I got steel headers.
Oh, okay.
I'm
thinking something coming through the exhaust, but he come right back to the line and run it again like nothing wrong with it. I said, damn, he got sparks coming out the exhaust.
Be blowing
that
place out there.
I thought he got a tip.
Well,
he got a plug tip. He got a plug tip. They used to tell me that all the time.
I ain't got enough fingers.
As much
money
as y'all want,
it's going to
come down here again.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. I said, damn, man, how you guys keep coming on these dogs, man? He's coming right back to back.
Them old steel headers.
Yeah.
Not running the car enough.
Surface rust. He blowing these sparks out.
Yeah, that's the man. You think they go down that track?
It looked like they stainless because the head of the exits at the bottom is stainless, but everything else is steel.
Shoot your mic, huh?
Looking for
Yep. Boom, you back on.
Oh, okay. Another 4th century. All
right, Jamie, thank you, bro.
You got background noise. Mute your mic if you ain't talking.
TV or something in the back. All right.
Wow. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. All right.
Nah, I'm here
with Elton. Elton ain't gonna be long, dog. Elton is getting close.
Let it work. Turn that motherfucker loose. Turn it loose.
Elton, you still think you're gonna walk through Madisonville bars? I'm gonna be messy. It's after 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you sure live being messy.
I just remember that. I got this written down. I was thinking I'm walking through Madisonville, boys.
I don't know what I said that, but I'm hanging that small block class of y'all, though.
You're gonna be back in retirement.
Hey, Jamie, that motherfucker ain't gonna walk through the
class. Come on, good night. You know my shit just fuck you up right quick, make you go back and change some shit up.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Jamie,
uh-oh.
That motherfucker ain't going to walk through Kalani. How you going to walk through Madisonville?
Hold on, Jamie. Let me break him up right quick. Nigga, I come down at Kalani, walked all in y'all motherfucking neighborhood. You stuck on a trailer, you scary motherfucker. That nigga on a trailer, I broke up. Look, Jamie, nigga waiting 2.5 hours for that nigga to come out of the trailer. He ain't never came out of the trailer. In his own backyard.
I know I'm in the street race now. You got the right
one.
He
know nothing about that.
Cologne, he gonna show up. He ain't like the rest of them. I ain't street racing.
Hey, Jamie, that nigga ain't never come out of the trailer.
I had problems, bro. Fuck. Man, ain't got no fucking reason going on.
It's
motherfucker. I've been sitting there. Huh?
Look, the Quinny almost finished. Y'all can get that off. You finished? Shit.
Oh,
y'all get that off when
he
get out of pressure.
He already know.
I'm gonna get on his nephew ass.
He already know.
I'm gonna get on his nephew. He ain't gonna come on the street. I'm gonna get on his nephew.
Where you going?
Who my nephew is?
Chris.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, you keep on thinking that, yeah? I ain't even gonna have to come down there. Chris gonna take care of you. You better go buy your new carburetor
hey.
And stop playing with that old ass ancient ass carburetor you got.
Hey, where that motherfucker Boom at? Tell him I know he got the memo earlier. Sick and see on his ass, he gone. Boom still on you or he fell off?
Robert fell off.
He on you?
Chicken come all on. Hey, Chicken was all on Facebook today calling Boom man, boy.
Boom ain't got no pressure yet.
You must be heard something this time you call him Boom man. Chicken had that motherfucker running talking shit.
Hey. Let me tell you something. I hadn't been on Facebook, but guess what? I ain't one about Chicken. I'm a Chicken. If he behind the wheel, I wouldn't give a motherfucker if he was in a pro bar.
Come on.
Yeah, but he gonna give it a little bit more real soon.
Come on.
Hey, bro, I raise, man. I wouldn't give a motherfucker. It ain't. I'm gonna win. I'm gonna lose. I'm gonna try to win on the technicality. I hope he blow the ties. I hope he get wicked ahead of the lift. That means he'll be back soon. Oh. Ooh, Lord. Hey, bro.
Hey, boom. Hey, boom.
I come off the trailer. I come off the trailer, homie.
Hey, you big head motherfucker, I heard that shit you were talking earlier. I was on the phone with you. I just want to let you know that now.
What, by safety?
I just want to let you know that. Hey, and Elton, you hey, disrespect that quick feel if you want.
Hey, the quick. When me and you go?
Man, you better go buy you a carburetor, man. That, I don't hear all that shit.
Man, that bit was full of water, bro.
Fuel pump and fuel filter.
Yeah, my shoe was full of water.
Yeah, I told you what to do. Get your trash bag and cover that damn fuel cell. You hard hit it. You can keep letting that water
man,
drip down out of
no,
that tank.
It's covered now, but when Elton come there, I went fuck with the car on race day trying to race it. The car full of water, man. Fuck. Nobody ain't fucking making no move. I ain't been touching the car. On race day, I went to fuck with the car. That bitch was full of water. I said, man, how the fuck you going to race the car? The car ain't. Look at this bitch. I ain't been fucking with the car. I ain't no mechanic. But I tell you what, I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Man, you been preaching that shit for not long, nigga. I don't hear that shit. You been preaching that all day long. You ain't ready to fly, nigga. Talking about I ain't scared of the motherfucker. Get that motherfucker water out, nigga. Stop getting the water bottle instead of the fuel jug, nigga. And get that motherfucker together. Then Jamie, and they got the water jug and he wrote fuel on it, trying to play that role.
Good question. That blue jug, they used to put water in that blue jug.
He got fuel written on it, but he put water in that motherfucker.
He think he got the L1 or methanol or alcohol.
Yeah. I got on the right night tonight, boy. You got me laughing.
Hey, Doobie, your mic bag open. I think that's 54-54-95-94. That's you, Doobie?
Yeah, DeQuinn.
All
right. Oh, Lord. There go this
DeQuinn,
black
you
motherfucker.
You say you ain't no mechanic. You ain't no driver either. You got to have somebody else driving your shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Oh, against you, motherfucker. Come to Kalani. I drive against your no driving, motherfucker.
You'll never be as fast as I ever been.
I ain't worried about going faster than you, long as I beat you. Long as I'm in front of you.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you know the fastest I ever been? 12 seconds in the 8,000 mile. And fuck it. But I think I could beat you today, though.
Oh, man. Oh, shit. Well. Man.
Man, let me go check my grill, man.
What you cooking?
I got some stuffed corn and hens on the grill, man.
Yeah. Boy.
Sound like he been over there by the Madisonville boys, corn and hens, huh?
Hey,
the motherfucker said chicken.
Wait,
do I not?
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Hell, them motherfuckers sell chickens over there. Them motherfuckers sell chickens. They don't sell hens. Well, they might sell hens, but there ain't no fucking Cornish hens.
Oh, shit.
Hey, that scary motherfucker Booty
Cheese, they're
selling chicken over there. Oh, that's what that is, Booty Cheese? Yeah, hey, after I got on his ass last week, he was supposed to call me the next bitch for 10 of them. He didn't even call me. I said, Cheese must be real, man.
Hey, that motherfucker told you. Ain't nothing scary on this side.
I ain't nothing scary. You sell nothing but chicken. You sell nothing but chicken.
Who? Shit.
Chicken is a scary motherfucker. You ain't sell nothing but chicken. All them chickens over there.
I got to keep y'all fed some kind of way because y'all ain't fucking winning no races to win nothing shit.
You gonna get your chicken ass out there for us to get this so we gotta eat your cousins. Oh, Lord. I wasn't gonna be on here talking no shit. I was just gonna listen.
But the queen calling me scary, that's what hit a nerve on me when you call me scary, because ain't no scary bones in me.
The new scary they call it.
Putting that
water
in your shit where you don't have to raise motherfuckers, because Elton's gonna get on your ass. You keep putting water on that mother. You better put water in this day. I'm going to fucking run out right. I better have water in that bitch then.
I said, what you just give me some chickens that got two wings and two legs. Goddamn.
Okay. No, honestly, I forgot. I will let you know tomorrow. Okay. I will. Okay. I just forgot.
Hey, Jamie. I need him to throw his mind with both arms out and both legs out so I can know they have all their appendages.
Keep saying that shit. But somebody keeps talking, come out there ain't got no wings on, but you said it keep coming to get them motherfuckers.
Hey, you get me one that don't have one this time. I'm going to take a picture of that motherfucker. I'm going to show you.
How the next one they give you gonna have your stuck over there in Madisonville, bro?
No,
what's
that?
What the queen say?
I was looking for you this weekend to come over and hang out by the on the river with wooden boat vessel. Shit,
man, I thought about it. Yeah, I thought about it. I see where everybody's gonna be dressed up. They gonna get drunk. They gonna let you walk around. I know that.
We gave you a pass already. You already got a pass.
You could have rolled on a golf cart with me.
You got a pass. Yeah, buddy. You got a
pass. You can come over anytime. Yeah, I gotta get a perm first.
No, you all right?
Oh,
you wear a hat all the time.
Lord, have mercy. You heard that much.
Cut your hair short. Cut your hair short.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Where
the kids wearing the hat now?
Oh,
that shit all over the place. Oh, shit. Honey, expressing their feelings, expressing a goddamn thing. Like a fucking monkey.
Man, they had something going on, Jamie. I don't know if they was testing or practicing or something out there on the west end side over here. We were doing a little fishing. And they had some people out there in them sailboats. There was nothing, but I don't know if they had something going on before the boat thing. Man, people were running into each other out there and shit. I don't know if it was a training class. They had like 12 little sailboats out there. I said, they must be prepping for that Madisonville shit. I said, boy, it's going to be bloopers over that motherfucker.
No, they do a boat building competition over here. They build it Saturday during the day. And then from like 9 till 6, and then they finish it Sunday from 9 till for 1 o'clock. They stop you. And then you parade to the river, put it in the river, and then you race. You paddle it one way, whatever way the wind blowing, you pilot against the wind and then you sail back. You ought to see in the first couple of boats they put in there, be sinking. Because people just think they could just, I could build a boat. Yeah, okay. They don't have no type of, no workman's craft, no woodcrafting skills. Man, as soon as it hit the water, your belly too small, too narrow at the bottom, like old P-Rock. Fish will be swimming. Oh, shit. That's the part I like, man. It'd be funny. Oh,
but
man.
Jamie, why you said people were saying your call the pro mile. Why they said yours was?
Anybody said mine the pro mile? Mine are all steel, all glass. Mine daily driver shit. I can drive whatever I want.
All steel, all glass.
Damn, I'm all steel, all glass.
Must be, like I said, must be from behind the driver's seat.
No, I'm all steel, all glass. Man.
Okay.
Okay, how much you want to bet?
Man, you put anything on there for a bet. You put anything on there for a bet. Hey, Elton, what you saw out there that night? Yo,
see,
man, that's a goddamn
pro mine.
Pro mine, man, for them. And they have some fresh ass shit back down in the back of that car, I'll tell you that.
Man, come on, man. I ain't got nothing. I got
man,
an activity on my thing.
I thought the roll cage was supposed to be inside the car, not under the rear end.
All kind of
what are you talking
man,
about?
Man, that nigga has some balls underneath that motherfucker, boy. Goddamn.
No.
You could be a doom buddy.
That's a brace kit on an 8.8. That's all you do is brace 8.8. That's shit.
Bust,
I can't
bust,
be like
Gus
and tear my shit up. Or like the Quinn be tearing up them 10 boats. Shit. I can't afford to keep fixing it. Break one more time, it's going to be for sale. Make somebody a good deal. Bluefin, just be on the lookout. Might have a deal for you. There ain't nothing to it, man. It's old Mustang.
That race they talking about they had at the battlefield for $20,000. They ain't paid for $7,000. I read the article today. They ain't paid for $7,000.
They didn't have that.
Other than that battlefield?
Full call count.
Yeah. They
didn't get the full call count. That's why they
that's one little JT one?
Yeah.
The full call count didn't show up, but it was supposed to be the last one.
Right. Huh? $7,000, shit. That's a good bit of money. Shit.
Yeah. That's a free. But that's a free $6,000 after you put your one up.
Yeah, you right. Yeah.
Think about it. So you had what, 7 cars? Yeah, 7 cars. That went quick.
That 3 passes, huh? 3,
yeah.
Yeah, four. Could be 4.
No, hey,
hot.
Hey, hot. Your good partner was out there. He saw a certain car.
Hey, on. Mute y'all mics. Somebody talking in the background about going to see something.
Hey, hot. Your good partner saw a certain car coming out and got clean out the race. What his name? Loud my boy from now on out. Mississippi.
Who's
coming on here
got?
Talking all that shit? Got the Camaro with the look like it got a fucking a hockey puck on it. I forgot his name.
Oh,
Ronald.
Oh, Ronald.
Yeah, he was on that stuff.
God damn. The Queen said, man, shit like a hockey puck. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, they look like.
That's what they call it.
The
little hockey puck,
the
little design. Ali had that on his car when he first got it. That little,
the hockey stick.
Yeah, they called the hockey stick on them Camaros. Those catfish mouths. Watch out, get down.
Hey, look. He saw a certain car got in there and got clean out the race. Scary motherfucker.
Well, I heard
but
some people got out the race.
But they're a gangster, though.
That was one of the things they were complaining about. The people got in and didn't see what cars, and then they got out.
That's why you want the money in there. You should be shut. That's it. It's in there.
That's it. It's over.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
We always did. We had people sign up. Don't tell them nothing. Don't tell them who it is. You either in or not.
This saw a certain motherfucker pull up and fit that class, and
they
got paid.
If you had their money first, it didn't matter. If he had his money,
right,
he ain't getting his money back.
That was one thing JT was complaining about, that he had people put up money and they saw certain cars in and then they took their money back out. He was complaining about that. You're right. Once you get in, you should both be in.
Yeah, no, man.
That's what we did, Jamie. Remember we did that the Georgia race? That's what we did. You know, you're getting in the class, you get in the class at the gate. Not once you get to the back, you're broke.
Eliminate that.
We'd be testing,
see somebody make a decent pass. Yeah. Oh, shit. Hey, he running good tonight. Oh, shit.
The
people that was, look at that. How dumb they feel. The person they thought was going to win didn't even win. Little JT won it. So that proved their point wrong about just because they into the class, they going to win it.
Right.
You know?
Racing is racing, man. So,
something
could happen, man. Somebody going to win, somebody going to lose.
Yep.
So I think we're down to, I think, three pair. Because somebody just called me on the back line.
Shit.
So, but I'm not taking no cash payments.
How much
is that? $725. Let me just high. All
right.
They like read at like they like 360 up at 359, something like that up there. Mm-hmm. They high.
Yeah.
But they doing it because ain't nobody got them, and then it's gonna be the first year before NMO come out. So.
Yeah.
I started to get me a pair, put it to the side so I could race this winter because I'm going to fuck somebody up this winter.
Say their name, boom.
Yeah, look.
I'm
going to
fuck somebody winter up.
Hey, but how rah? Hey. I got an issue.
You know, my
I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna make it. That's why I ain't telling nobody rough. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm at the mercy of nothing beyond my control. So, you know, I got to sit back and 250 say, sit in the corner with my lip poked out. You know?
Shit, you
what
ain't doing it? Why you ain't doing it? You engine builder? What?
Oh no! I mean, if you can't get no parts, what's the name? You can't get no parts. I can't get no parts. There's no parts I can't get.
It's the head.
It was the head that was hurt. It dropped the valve and messed everything up, man. And it hurt one of the pistons. So I had to wait for a piston, and it's not the wrong piston. But I ain't got nothing for you, man. Go ahead on. You done got all your data, man. I ain't called your name.
No.
Boom.
That's
my Huckleberry. That's my Huckleberry, boom. Leave him alone, boom. I ride my Huckleberry.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Boom. But you know what? I be listening to them say that saying, and they don't realize is when that man walked out, Johnny Ringo, I'll be your Huckleberry. He don't realize he's telling you who's going to kill him. I'm going to kill him dead, too.
No. You don't know where that saying come from, huh? You know the Huckleberry, where it comes from? The
parts on the casket used to be called a huckle. And when you say a huckleberry, so you mean he going to carry your casket. That's where they come from, and they just changed it to huckleberry. Do the research. Hot. Look it up.
Hey,
back in the day, on the casket, they used to call it a huckle instead of a pallbearer. They call you a huckleberry. That's why they say huckleberry.
That's a paw.
That's where it come from. I mean, I'm going to carry your casket.
That's a paw.
Back in the day. No, but back in the day, they called it a huckle. That's what they say, huckleberry.
Over here is the pallbearer.
I know we call it a pallbearer too, but back in the old days, it used to be called a huckleberry. So when they changed it to pallbearer.
Huckleberry. I'm in huckleberry. We call it totally different. Huckleberry. Oh, huckleberry.
We carrying you, Kirk. We carrying you huckle for you. We know that's what T's going to do.
Yeah,
can't say that on Facebook because people be getting blocked and put in jail. You saying you don't carry somebody casket? Oh man!
Hey man, why chick? What chicken in, man? Y'all get chicken on him, man. Chicken call my mama,
oh,
man. We'll run his ass with Zaza. We're running with Zaza. Fuck it. We're running with Zaza. Fuck it. Small block four. Motherfucker.
Jamie, you gotta do your research on Huckleberry. See, Huckleberry, that saying came from them going out there picking something sweet. They wanna pick something sweet. He telling you, I'm gonna be your Huckleberry. I'll be that sweet piece of meat you're looking for. But it ain't gonna be what you want. Now that's what you need to research. Huckleberry is a piece of a berry that they picked, the sweet berry. I ain't nothing sweet. I'm in huckleberry, though. Come on, get it.
She thinks she look good? Oh, I got my phone. Mute my phone. She thinks she look good like that?
We talking about we going to be your huckleberry. We going to carry your ass in that coffin. And you going to be our berry because we're going to be sweet for you. You're going to be sweet for you. You sweet meat. You got it right.
My man talking about that man say cheese booty meat, man.
Yeah, he's shaking like it too. He's shaking like booty meat.
Cheese. Say, Jamie, when that mobile at the time of race here?
Wait, do what?
When is that mobile at the time of race here next month?
Oh, they canceled that race. Well, she wasn't paying attention last week. Shadow, stop that. Well, hang on, let me beat this dog. Let me discipline this dog. Hold on.
Oh, they about to get your ass beat.
So this little sucker, we got a little hamper with we put our shoes in. So she was kept grabbing the shoes and pulling them out. So I put a little box in front of it. This son was trying to pull the box out the way where she could get to the shoes. No, go ahead. Bitch, too active, man. Bitch on high-speed chicken feed.
He's got new stage, huh?
Yeah, I'm not sitting there. No, I don't mess with that shit. I ain't no clucker. Crown, but I ain't no clucker.
Hey,
no
Jamie, you got to give a half of that reeling. Give a half a reeling. Slow down.
Give her something or some Benadryl. Go to sleep. Go to sleep, baby.
Yeah.
Somebody's got more than you imagine, my Jamie. Shit, I'm there 2-3
cars.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. As we speak, I'm sitting there playing fetch from the dining room to the front door. She'll go get the toy. That's constantly. Every 15, 20 minutes we do
them. Go get them hemp treats.
What? Well, we got them treats. We got them treats, them calming treats.
Shit. Yeah.
Give them all these. We'll be chilling out in here. They made for dogs, too, so yeah.
No, that's the one I'm talking about. We had to get something for these
kids. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They give them dogs. I'm going to be laid out and get one when they girlfriend want to have it in the bed. I said, this somebody can't give it two of these. The fuck, give me one of them. I didn't even sleep. On my nasty mug, let me take me one of these. I'm going to chill down. It ain't take long. A dog got a fast metabolism, boy. I'm going to get that son of a bitch laid down. Oh, shit. Oh, give me two of them.
My brother be on the porch with a cigarette.
Yeah, shit. Lay back. Kick back. Legs wide spread. Damn, girl. Hold up, shit. You all right? No hook to breathe? Shit, we kill us up, bitch. Oh, shit. Go get the dog. Yeah. My shit, man. Shit, we... all to be fun, man.
Why that, you said to be saying something about that Zaza, that you talking about that Mustang, why that Mustang ain't getting on none of them boys, all the Mustang, they got out there, Luke and Buzzard and all them, or they all run together? Or he raised that radio tracks only?
Oh, we raised off the trailer in the backyard track over here.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, I hadn't seen them getting on none of the other boys with the Mustangs on that end.
They've been busy, what's the name? You know, he had heard the, he had caught a head gasket, and he got, and they got it back together. And they've been working. They, you know, they went around it and dialed it back in and did all that there. And, but they've been working, though. They ain't been, but Buzzard way out there, man. He wouldn't try Buzzard. Brother wouldn't even call his name, though, man.
I don't know. I ain't know what league was in. Whatever happened to the Nova with the 632 with the carburetor that was coming out?
So that was a 478 or some small block. But no,
yeah.
I think that boy wound up trading that thing off or something, a speed car or something. I don't remember exactly what happened, man, but. That was a nice little piece, man. That was a nice little piece. Nice car. But then, and his business may be booming too, so he might just have his back put up on the side. I don't know.
Yeah.
All I know, he's coming.
Whatever happened with Kevin? Kevin ever got a call from Kadu?
No, Kevin. Kevin been working around the shop trying to get all a lot of cars out there. But I think he said he fired it up the other day, so maybe he'd be ready, you know.
He was
talking about coming out there to the little S10 shootout, but you know, just to come out there. He wasn't gonna get in the class or nothing. But I don't know, man. Kevin got a lot going on, man. You know, he's a business electrician by trade.
Don't you?
Yeah. But I'm gonna run him too. That's my boy. I'm gonna run him. Just on GP though. It ain't. I think I can beat him. I think I'm gonna outwit him. That's all it is. You're supposed to beat me. Well, I ran a line off for supposed to beat me though.
Yep.
Well, this weather sure turning cold, huh? It was 50, what, 56 a while ago? Huh?
See what it is outside. See, it's 49 over here.
49?
Y'all supposed to be in the 30s over there tomorrow in the morning, James.
Yeah, my damn thermostat. I can't get it down. I just had this something just 69, and this something's going to be some sweating in here tonight. And then button messed up. I can't get it to go down. I need a new thermostat. So you need...
open up the windows.
No shit. She lost her mind.
Where's the...
Open it up and tap the contact.
Nah, man, I ain't messing with that thing, and then it don't work. I'll just get up in the middle of the night, turn it off once it gets too hot. Let it run a little bit, get it warm, turn it off. It'll be all right. You pick me up one tomorrow.
Shit. Y'all getting there like we back in the old days, like the kids gonna go make a fucking a cat foot heater under that bitch.
Yeah. Shit, oh, I got me a blanket. Got me a little throw. Shit.
Oh, shit. You about to have midnight in there.
I like to be warm, me. Shit. I'll get up middle of night. Well, yeah, ain't no big deal.
Ain't no motherfucker better not tell me nothing about it. I got no goddamn back half no more ever.
You ain't got no back half.
Man, I
you
swear.
As long as your frame rails be in the same spot, if your frame rails been put in,
man,
in your back half. You had a big old tire there, so your frame rails might have been moved in.
No, no, no. It wasn't. It just had the right off to the rim. Wasn't even cut.
Okay.
Nothing cut. Nothing cut.
Okay.
Nothing cut. Accurate. Stock style 4.9. So, you know, that ain't shit. You can measure that in the end. It's going to be what it is.
Yeah, that is silly.
Well, Daniel, why you wasn't busting the dick? Talking about how close you was. What's happening?
Do what?
I said Daniel wasn't on here busting the dick about how close he was.
Oh, how close he was?
Yeah, the week before that, he was close. Last week, he was close. So I thought he was going to say this week, got all person ready to do something.
I don't think he, let me see if he fell off.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Yeah,
we're here. Old dog's trying to start barking and mute my mic. She'll be barking all crazy. Y'all here.
We should have Dick Quinn together and try to finish him up tomorrow. But they
call
it. Like I said, he got to keep the goddamn water out of there.
Better cover that tape.
Man, tell that motherfucker stop putting water in that motherfucker. Tell that motherfucker stop putting water in that bitch.
Tell him that gas from Ida is not any good no more. The gas here is stockpiled from Ida for the generator.
tell him it
makes water. It sweats.
Hey, Rod, you gotta go over there with a jug and write water on it so he can think that's fuel.
tell him, get him a couple of bottles of that heat, put in there, evaporate this shit off.
Man, he covered it up before he put a piece of carpet over it. I said, Lord have mercy, my dog.
Carpet ain't, come on, the Quinn. Wanna go come carpet.
I ain't talking about the carpet like the Centaur's carpet. I'm talking about carpet, man.
That fucking
boy, the queen got on that bitch, that boy said, fuck, ain't no motherfucking mechanic.
Did he have burb or did he have long, did he have the shag carpet?
Yeah, shag on that bitch.
God damn.
Hey,
that fucking boy
had to quit.
Man,
bed bug. You're going to get bed bugs on that neck.
Boy, ain't no fucking, ain't no motherfucking mechanic. Fuck.
God, you going to talk about racing? Hey.
Yeah, you don't think that motherfucker know everything in the book.
Man, he turned a few pump on. That shit started squirting out all the Venturi. Out the top of the carburetor and everything. That boy said, well, look, fuck it. If I get the bitch running, I'm going to just keep it running. I can run it like this. No, you cannot. No,
oh, no, man. What?
He was going to try it.
Man, he was serious.
All it took,
I went wrong with it, huh?
For me, all it took was for somebody not to be there. And they had a fool over there that told him, yeah, let's get him.
Oh, they would have burned up right there at the starting line. Man, them motherfuckers would have burned up. I'm talking about, hey,
man,
they ass would have been charged like a motherfucker, no? Man, you know what? That bitch would have burned so motherfucking quick, man.
Man.
God damn.
Well,
Boom Gula. Yeah.
It depends on how much water he had in the tank, too, because he might have put his own self out of when he started pumping all that water to the front.
Man, no fucking way, man.
Yeah.
Damn, how that bitch get all that water in there? Huh? What's up, boo?
Chilling. What's
up,
Adam? The body line where the trunk at, the body line, the water front right there.
Working, bro.
And he don't,
yeah,
he don't have a rubber on it. So it just rolls straight over the lip and goes directly to the
front. Fuck. Easy fix, yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right, mate, how you been, Boom? I ain't heard from you in a minute. Man, that old Big Buddy Boom on this motherfucker.
Oh, man, I'm just relaxing, man. I'm just relaxing.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
When I get all pressure, I'm going to go back on the water, bro.
I feel you, bro. Ain't no one over there.
I'm going back home. Them boy gambling.
Oh,
over there,
you
man.
Coming back to the city, huh? You coming to the city?
No, I'm going back to my original home. To the original home.
Gula.
I'm coming down there too. But I'm just saying,
yeah.
I go. Them boys over there gambling real quick. They gonna gamble tomorrow night. Oh, and
you come and gamble the weekend?
I'm trying to wiggle out of between now and the mall. I'm gonna make arrangements. I had a roll with Mo, and I had told him.
Gonna be some good food. Yes. Does up there, Hollis Springs.
Oh no! Tony Barnes called me. Me and Jimmy Marshall was on the phone. I first sent over to me. Him and Jimmy was on the phone together.
Yeah.
I told Tony. You know, it's shit's gonna get real. So it is. It's gonna get real.
Hey, you gonna be playing the puka does up that motherfucker now, boy.
Hey, man. And it's gonna be all around. There's gonna be some gambling going on. It's gonna be trick or treat.
Hey, Halloween came early around that bitch. I'm trying to tell you. Halloween come early around that motherfucker, boy.
Man, this. I'm trying to ever get my, you know, I'm waiting on two veils, man.
Yeah,
two veils. Yeah. Then once I get them two veils, they're gonna finish them up, and then the head's gonna be done.
Mm-hmm.
What you say? You're waiting on two L's, huh?
No
waiting
val.
On two
yeah,
L's,
like
huh?
A motherfucker.
General Motor part number, GM, you understand me, 1-4-8-7-3-9-9-8.
That what you say, Boom? That what you say, Boom? You're waiting on two L's?
You got to tell him, We got to send them over there to be Brown House. You want to go get them?
No. LS?
Move your mic open.
No, I'm just fucking with you, Boom, swinging the clip.
Oh. Hey, Boom, right, Boom, you say you're waiting on two L's, huh? You're waiting on two L's, huh?
You won't be one of them.
You fucking right. You fucking right, you're going to be the L.
Hey, DeQuay, how much money you going to race for?
About $100.
Oh, shit. You know some boys say about that gas? You got that race gas. You got to pay $100 a pill. My gas is $309, babe? $309, my gas.
Oh, well, I won't
matter. No, $390.
You don't care that high. Your shit that high, I don't even need to be fucking with you.
That's your gas. You on that C23 shit.
I don't even need to be fucking with you at all.
So me and you ain't going to race.
Huh?
I see some new guy in my ring. Old DeQuinn.
Don't fix that pro mod up. And let that old ragged ass. Boy, you let that old ragged ass trailer queen beat you, boy. Gonna be problems in the motherfucking building.
Hey, it ain't a pro mod. Next year it'll be a pro mod. So I'm sure back having that motherfucker. I'm back having that motherfucker and front flipping. Call it what you want.
Man, I don't know nothing about none of that fucking back half, none of that other bullshit. Motherfucker talk about big blocks, but they got small blocks with more cubic inches than my motherfucking motor. Fuck all that. That's the fucking problem right now. Race your fucking car and race your car. I don't want to hear all the other dumb shit.
Right.
I don't know nothing about all that. All y'all do is spook a motherfucker out with all that shit. Well, that nigga talking too much. Y'all already get scared, man. Yeah, I guess you ain't heard what the fuck I said. I get scared fast. When the motherfucker talk too loud, I get scared fast.
Nigga.
Motherfucker go to talking. Hey, now we talking English. These motherfuckers go to talking Spanglish or whatever the fuck you want to call it. All that. Just talk fucking talk. All that other shit. You see what I'm saying? You ain't gotta drop down to science, motherfucker. Just say let's race and all the other shit. Keep it to yourself. That's why they got so many scary motherfuckers down here right now. Cause all y'all want dying second motherfucker motor and the car and the fucking all that. Just race, motherfucker. You got 28 something? Scary motherfucker? All you scary motherfuckers. They got two gangsters down here. I know that for sure. The rest of y'all scary motherfuckers. And that's your Ryan Moore. The rest of y'all scary as a fuck. Hot rod or run anybody. Y'all the rest of y'all motherfuckers scary as a fuck.
Hey, you got TV in the background. Mute your mic.
I know four motherfuckers that done ran more than all you scary motherfuckers. I'm a shit talker. I'm a shit talker. I ain't got to never race. I bought a car because motherfucker told me I couldn't talk shit because I ain't had a car. So now I got a car. That don't mean I got to race the motherfucker. Fuck you.
Hey, don't you in Big Red Ran yet? Red scared of you?
Yeah, motherfucker better be scared.
Oh, Lord.
I like Big Red.
Nah,
I like
Red is finna get on here.
I like Big Red. That's why I asked that question, because I like Big Red.
I like Big Red, too, fuck. he moving. I ain't moving.
Oh, okay.
But he scared of me.
Oh, okay.
Sound like you scared of me, you scary motherfucker.
I'm scared of you, bro. Until I get off.
Oh, Boom. You talking about Boom. Oh, okay.
They got a mic, though. 504-5178. Who we got?
Big Quinn, you a lying bastard. I ain't scared of your mother.
I told you.
Keep your fucking ass tomorrow. Keep talking.
Lord.
Boom.
Greg, you ain't going to be ready tomorrow. You ain't going to be ready tomorrow.
Big Red, I said
Boom, you ain't
that.
Even my friend no more, man.
What I did here?
I text you,
you on a big block.
Man,
I told you on a big block.
You ain't never respond to me.
The Queen, I got a carburetor for you right now.
I know what you got my number. My bad, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. My bad, bro.
I need more than a carburetor, dude. I need more than a carburetor, dude.
5817, huh?
Oh, no.
Ray, you can come around. Yeah, you can get on this fucking phone playing around and come fuck around with the fuck around if you want now.
Hey, Quinn, you already know. I'm TTG. Don't fucking play with me, boy.
I already know. Come fuck around with the fuck around.
Man, look.
And we make some shit pop early tomorrow.
Get your car straight. And we're going to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
I've done the same thing you was doing.
I ain't your big head.
Running my mouth, ain't had my shit together. Come out there and got slapped right in the face. But I got a sharp knife now. Cut your motherfucking head off.
Are you talking? You sure?
Yeah, you sleep OGs all now?
Yeah, he on it. I'm unmuted his mic.
Yo, shut your fair ass up.
Wait, West Tech?
Yeah.
What's up, Wes?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, you say what's up, Wes? Your phone cutting out.
Yeah, I didn't know he was trying to say something.
Yeah. Well, he said he was talking earlier tonight. He's cutting out again.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Say, look, did you see a chair pop by your trailer at your rake in Donaldsonville?
Yeah, I've been meaning to get you a chair. Russ is on the back of the truck.
All right, whenever I see you, I'm going to get it from you.
All right.
All right.
So you want that motherfucker on, Wes?
Wes got one of them fancy chairs with the hard on.
Hey, Wes, I need that chair.
You're the one with the rod with the little shock on the back?
Yeah, that's the one. I left that chair.
I left that chair. I said it once.
Yeah,
I said, I got to go get me one. I went there and grabbed two of them and threw them in the kind of room and said, what's up? I said, that's just two chairs later. I ain't buying but two of them.
Hey, that's titanium.
Yeah. Hey, that big guy missing. That big guy missing.
Yeah. I grabbed one. I ain't paid no mind. I grabbed it. They got the XL. I said, for the bigger people, I grabbed that one. Grabbed one for Pop.
Yep.
Well, that thing was like 150 something. I said, God damn. I said, God, how much are these sons of bitches, man?
Bro.
Shit.
Well, I
bunch of people, there you go. Here you go. I tell you what they work to do. You sitting there, so I can relax, man.
I use that chair to watch the football game. That's why I need that chair back. I watch that, use that chair to watch the football game.
Whoa.
Yeah, and the track, too.
We got the back of the truck, we got a chain on them chairs. And they showed them how to steal that stuff, bitch. Yep. Y'all going to battle this week, huh, Mo? This weekend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's trying to get out there and get it up there.
Yeah, there you go. Well, good luck this weekend, man. Shit. What you got? You just got Tony Byers, huh?
No, I got Tony. I got Sean Mitchell off the Rams Friday, and I got Tony Bynes
okay.
at 8 o'clock Friday, and then I got now I'm waiting on D&D. D&D said everybody they try to race, they're trying to lock them in. Rather, it's slower than me, so they're gonna run them first, and then they're gonna talk to me at the track. So I'm trying to get D&D, Saturday, and one more. I'm trying to do like two per day. So. Trying to get D&D and something else Saturday. So, that's where they all trying to push me on the biggest bet they got. Well, I ain't gonna say the biggest bet. One of the biggest bets they got to offer. They trying to get me to run classified. So,
they're
gonna tell me how it's gonna turn out.
Yeah.
Hey, I know. Hey, I'm trying. It all falls down, all go well, shit. I mean, they're gonna beat my back in. I ain't gonna go out there, motherfucking like motherfucking one of Osama bin Laden servants. But I
going and clip some of the wings right quick, get some house money, and roll.
Yeah, you know, it's already.
Big
tell them, tell them boy like old boy said at that food truck on Rush Hour. Me no Palm Beach.
Oh, yeah, no, play money, shit. I'm a fool now, man. I know I do some of those money. Shit. That's that old Tony Wright.
Yes, indeed.
Money. I'm a fool with it. Yep.
Hey, Mo.
What's going on, big brother?
I hope you knock that motherfucker ass off, because that motherfucker talk a lot of shit. Boy, and look, don't let up, no. When they put that camera in your head, don't let up on him, because he ain't going to let up on you. Talk your shit.
Well, I've got to pop my shit. I got a whole up for us now.
Oh, you riding, motherfucker. Hey, look, you riding your motherfucker self.
Well, you know how it goes. There isn't such thing as when, you know, you ain't gonna never have, you know, be the man that got it all. Sometimes you're gonna go into a race where the motherfucker gonna have more than you. You know, gotta shoot your shot.
Yeah, it is. I tell you about the tree the fuck up. Just talk your shit. Talk your shit. Well, I'm just waiting to see that. Hey, I'm gonna leave that alone, cause my mic might automatically hang up, so I'm gonna leave that alone. Come on, back on.
Come on back and talk that shit to Quinn. Fuck it.
Fuck it. If they hang me up, I'm going to just call my big brother and he'll put me back in. I bet the motherfucker from Madisonville, boy, wouldn't have been going out in that water like that, talking all that shit.
We know what group ain't going out there. Fuck. Black Bastard. Fuck.
Fuck, I ain't got nothing to go out there with. What the fuck?
I don't know.
I know one
we
thing.
We've been to Trick or Treat a couple of times. Have you? Oh, okay. No,
y'all
mind.
Are tricking and treating. Y'all are tricking or y'all are treating?
Yeah,
what's going on?
We
y'all
went.
Doing?
We went. It don't matter what we was doing. What we
there? I mean, anybody could go fuck. Say they go. Fuck, I could pull up with Mo.
Hometown racer. Sit there scared to go somewhere. Scary motherfucker.
Get out of town, we got a shelter, and take off running.
Hey,
Mo Jesus, this nigga missed the fucking memo. He ain't read my pedigree. All over my pedigree says scary motherfucker. All over my pedigree. Mm-hmm. I ain't what the fuck.
I know that. I'm just reminding you because you thought you were trying to bog like a bulldog to remind you what you was.
No, man. It took a scary motherfucker to identify a scary motherfucker, man. I thought you knew that.
But...
You a scary motherfucker.
Okay. I'll just let you
I told you, well,
talk.
I ain't gonna look you a bad motherfucker, so I'm gonna leave him alone. At first, they had one gorilla over there, but they got two. All the rest of y'all, scary motherfuckers.
Hey, but what happened when they got two gorillas in the same jungle in close proximity? Something got to happen.
Yep, you're right.
Talk about
I'm trying to be silly.
Well, y'all must not be no gorillas over there because y'all ain't trying to race each other, huh?
Man, we grudged it out.
You notice one thing? Hey, y'all only got two gorillas over there and the fucking chimpanzees jumping around the motherfucking outside throwing bananas. Fuck y'all doing?
You fuck around, grab a chimpanzee, see if you can whip a chimpanzee. Now, if you can whip a chimpanzee, you're a bad motherfucker.
Man, you can't say
grab
hold
of
one. Michael Jackson whooped Bubbles' ass for 30 years. You can't tell me nothing about the chimpanzee.
Bubbles on, put Bubbles on that kid that killed Jamie. Michael Jackson. That's why the fuck he whipped him.
Jamie, didn't he grab a hold of you?
Fuck around, got some of that monkey.
Didn't he grab a hold to you? Well, fuck, you must have been a bad chimpanzee.
Yeah. Hey, but geez, what kind of chimpanzee was he? You gave the belt away.
Oh, shit.
I ain't giving away more one. I know one thing. I just saw a motherfucker in Madisonville get curled up. Mo, didn't you curl motherfucker out over there, Mo? Ooh, motherfucker ain't want scratch in the box no more. Motherfucker.
3 years and counting. 3 years and counting. That motherfucker still building a phone.
3 years, full call. This motherfucker done broke a world record.
Full call.
Man, bad boy got yourself scared to go out to the track.
Shit, we've been at all the last events. I mean, locked in with people and got paid to poke out. If anything, he don't want to take that.
Hey, DeQuinn, Mo kind of did Danny like I did Bluefin, huh?
Yeah, you. I wanted to fuck with him earlier. Yeah, you made that motherfucker quit racing, boy. That's cold blooded, boy. Yeah, take a fucking bullet, bro. Hey, Mo, I don't know if y'all motherfuckers been on the back line or what. You and Jamie, but Jamie done pull the same shit off.
No, huh?
He, I retired him first.
Yeah, yeah, I did do that now. Mm-hmm.
So a couple years back, huh?
Oh, man.
He be texting tomorrow morning.
See, they paid for them four ass whoopings in an hour.
Damn.
They couldn't believe it. Come on back. Do it again. They thought I was going to start running hot. Man, I had a street car. I drove there. That's right. Hey, after that third one, he said, I think I got it. I said, hey, I'm about to turn on the nicest this time. He looked at me. I said, you think it's a fucking game, boy? I turned that shit on, and I ran that bitch for about 3/4 of a mile because the state trooper turned the lights on that last thing. I cut the fuck out of there. Straight down the man shack and got back on the bridge and come back around. Pull up, he over there running hot, getting water out of the swamp. I said, I thought you was a street car. Oh, man.
Hey, DeQuinn. You talk about Daniel retired, but you fail to realize Daniel retired 2 calls before he got retired.
Hey, man. All I know is half breed. The rest of them, I don't know the rest of them.
Yeah, I'm talking about he retired 2 of them.
Who
well, after we whip blue lights, we ain't seen you no more. And after we whip dinky, we ain't see them no more.
Oh,
God.
Lord.
Yeah, shot fine.
Oh, Lord.
Boy,
dang,
you're
going to be on this motherfucker next
week.
What?
We
retired? Dang it back. Dang it to make it older here. Dang it back.
I know, man, I popped the hood on him and he seen that fogging system. Asked him look at that look he had on his face.
Oh, and guess what? You know who my homeboy who he wanted, who was up top on the list? Dinky beat. I'm talking about Troy. Dinky beat Troy, boy. Troy had it hot for Dinky, boy. Dinky ain't want to come out the bushes. That's what's up, Dinky in the bushes? Dinky fuck Troy up, man. Troy, you on here.
Damn.
I know you're listening. Dinky fuck Troy up. Troy wanted Dinky bad, boy. Boy, I got
that. I remember that.
When Troy got,
when Troy got his shit.
Look, when Troy got his shit together, that's all Troy was talking about. Fucking Dinky up.
Damn.
But dang it back running now. Dang it, it's going to be out there. Let me move around. Turn
boy, and then
on.
Look. And then dang it talk his shit. I don't give a fuck. That motherfucker talk his shit, boy.
If you don't know dang it, you will swear. You'd be upset. If he on your ass.
Dang it pop his shit, boy.
Yeah, he had
don't
let
him have no fucking heart in. On that man, no audience.
Yeah, bad boy tuna with him.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Chris Dean said, we got the faster car. Well, I can't tell him.
Hey, Troy told me, he said, bro, I ain't going to lie. When I come back, I won't whip Dinky first. That's the first one I won't whip.
That was a good one, man.
Well, look, they can motherfuck Troy up because Troy had that on his mind for the longest. I need some gas, too, bro. You ain't got to pluck on the counter. Give me a second, bro. Let me get my money together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. You'll be on here next week.
Yeah.
He had his mind on.
If you ain't spraying 600, you a bitch.
We weren't spraying no 600. We weren't spraying no end of that. You wasted nitrous going out the exhaust.
Yeah. That's because your camshaft ain't right.
Yeah. I try to put that on that little fucking mood. That little piano I got, that bitch going. Man, that bitch might.
Nah, big box, take a big shot. You hitting it with too small of a shot, DeQuinn. You got them big cylinder. Big stroke.
Man, I got a little fucking, a little small little motor.
You put a
200
shot on big box, it don't move. Like that. Put that 300-400 in it. Oh,
fuck around that thing. I fuck around. Hey, look. Hey, I fuck around. I'd be like Ali. And fucking street outlaws blowing the motherfucking hood off.
No, that's a small block, though. That's different, man. Big block, take it, take it.
I said blowing the hood off the motherfucker. That's what I said.
No, but just that boy that think that without a doubt, man. That motor, man. Look, you put that little shot you got on there.
Let me leave my boy alone.
You got
I'm
them two
hits on that. My boy, bro.
You see, you got them two little small hits. You got to grab both of them at the same time.
Dude, he ain't got number one on there, Jamie. You trying to be slick.
No, I'm not. I believe I thought y'all say y'all had two kids on that car.
Oh, my God.
Hell no.
That bitch don't want it. That bitch
don't
want it.
This motherfucker don't want it. This motherfucker don't want to do maintenance on the motherfucker now. You think we're going to do something that we got to do real maintenance? Hey, he just changed the plugs. He just changed the plugs in that car when he was supposed to race. And ask him when the plugs was in there, put in there last.
Where from your race, boy? Where is
this? Madisonville race, man.
Oh, God, I'll be racing the car, man.
You're saving that money, man. Budget racer. The Queen, you're a budget racer. So plug
I don't race the car. I mean, fuck. I don't worry about that.
There you go, the bullshit.
The question, yeah. Tell him, man. I don't know how to change. Oh, fuck it. I said it.
You run number 7.
Man, I ride them. Them dudes really think I'm bullshit. I don't fuck with none of that, man.
With the bullshit.
You run number 7, plus.
Man,
yeah,
I
like
you ain't got nothing but 150. He got 150 shot with a 9-to-1 compression motor.
Man, y'all
on the big block. That ain't shit. That ain't nothing for a big block. You need to bump that up, man.
I know. Nine to one.
He got 9-to-1. Ooh,
man,
he got 9-to-1 compression.
That's a stock motor,
love that.
No, that's a stock motor, man. School bus.
School bus, man.
Ain't nobody put that big a big block in a school bus.
Yeah, no. You must not have ride the bus in the city.
Man,
that's
a motherfucker want me to have a fucking bad motor bad, huh? Y'all crazy, man.
It ain't that kind of quality.
Yeah, I'm crazy. I just started racing yesterday, but I ain't born yesterday. I know the do's and don'ts now. I might be a little fucked up, but I ain't crazy. Put it like that. I might be a little fucked up, but I ain't crazy.
It sound like Red's waiting on you to slip and get your ass out there. You're going to get on your ass.
Fuck Red. Red's scared the dead of me. I'm going to knock Red's fucking head off if he come to Kalani.
Lord, honey.
I'm going to leave them good people alone, though.
It sound like y'all need to do a three-way bag for them. You, Earl, and Red, so y'all can clear this up all the way.
Oh, both of them motherfuckers trying to bully. I'm going to leave them good people alone, you know?
That means you sound like a scared motherfucker.
I told you I don't care about kick your fucking ass though.
I'm glad.
I know you can't drive. Your fucking ass gonna touch the sky and that little fucking 13 seconds gonna run out your life.
I can't drive.
You gonna
okay.
Hey look, motherfucker, like you gonna try to shine on me. When you try to shine on me and go
no,
and make that season
no,
up there and I'm gonna run out your fucking life.
I'm past that to the sky shit. I'm past that.
The Quinn, you say you gonna run out of his life, so you driving against Cheese?
I mean, if he want me to run into him, I'll drive.
Well, you talking first person, like you gonna literally drive out his life. Or your driver gonna drive out his life.
Well,
just trying
to clear
my
vehicle.
He
told me that at one time. He's gonna drive out my life.
That's my vehicle. You don't think, look, I ain't gonna say that. Big brother, he don't be popping.
We gotta talk second person. We gotta talk second person. My car gonna drive out your life.
I was about to use Silverback as an excuse, but he don't talk because he got a mouth of a mouth. Hey, that motherfucker talk his shit. He ain't got to say nothing. What that crazy motherfucker name? That drive Silverback?
Cody.
I'm a skinny white boy, man. You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Cody.
Cody. Yeah, Cody. Yeah, that's easy. Steven ain't got to say nothing. That motherfucker, that pop off. That motherfucker, that talk enough shit.
Talk a little shit with your driver, man.
my driver won't do his shit.
Cheese?
Yeah, I'm betting on the tree on that.
Cheese. Betting on who? Me and you? I'm betting his driver, tree. I
ain't worried about that.
No, okay.
That's 6-6, Cheese. That's 6-6. Let him go ahead and leave. Come around here. We'll bug that tree. Don't realize on the motherfucker.
You better make sure
you bread.
Better make sure you come around. Let
that motherfucker get out. Sit on there. Don't be trying to then chop that tree. Fuck around. Hit that red light. Be like, God damn, bro. What the fuck? I might bet the driver that he can't out tree Cheese. I ain't betting you. I'm gonna bet the driver himself. See if he a Batman or not.
Okay. I guarantee you, Gamble. Well, he might be on this motherfucker. I'm be surprised. He don't say nothing.
Y'all ain't talking to the driver. Y'all, we ain't gonna let y'all talk to him.
Fuck that, y'all. No, y'all talking to Cheese.
We're gonna talk to him.
No, yeah, I ain't.
Just calm, cool.
We got the third deal yet. See if we can handle that. Put it to the test, dog.
Who Hot Rod talking about? I wasn't even paying attention.
He
talking about me.
He drives. The Quinn car.
I want him to drive. You don't give a fuck who drive.
I know.
But you see, you sound like one of them children that's trying to bug themselves up to go outside.
I just said I didn't care who drive, bro.
I
can't see it any clear. I don't give a fuck who drive. I'm fucking them up. Nah.
Man, you a dead man walking. You losing. You don't even know it. You already lost.
Been a dead man walking. I've been a dead man walking for the last fucking 10, 20 years, shit. You ain't know that?
Every one of us been like that since we was born. So we ain't
talking
about
it. You know
what
they call me? My brother and them call me bad grass. They say, motherfucker, your ass won't die. You bad grass. If Jeff, my brother and them call me.
As long as you can stay here and I know you eat lunch and meat sandwiches after we race, you all right with me?
I love lunch meat sandwiches. I told you that.
He's well acquainted with lunch meat and potty meat. He know that well.
He's the shit out of potty meat.
Wait a minute. I love how many me he talking shit, but I stuck him first.
It ain't when you stuck me in how. Get what?
Oh, I stuck you because you came up there saying, which one of y'all big cheese? Well, they told me to look for big cheese. Which one of y'all big cheese?
I took my lick.
I like, fuck that. I got my lick.
I got my lick.
That's
back right. But my lick hurt. My lick hurt first. What more than yours? Mine hurt too.
No, mine hurt. Come on, man. You know that lick hurt.
Bullshit. Nah, hell nah.
If that lick didn't hurt,
you wouldn't have came looking for me.
That
man,
hurt.
You and Unc, man, you and Unc left that motherfucker. I made you and Unc lead a track. I ain't lead a track.
No, you made me
lead.
Unc
left
Unc didn't want to lead. You made me lead.
Yeah,
Unc didn't want to go nowhere. Unc said reload on him. I said, no, let's get out of here.
Sit your head right there.
No, never lead a track
Uncle
early.
Trying to teach you.
No, I don't
Uncle
lead a track early.
Uncle trying to teach you a life lesson, man. Uncle trying to teach you a life lesson. Gone, man.
Suck it up,
man.
No, Unc told me to go back and reload on y'all ass. I said no.
Do high grease on me. I gotta go now. Uncle's trying to see how bad that swelling gonna be.
You know what?
Keep him out of here tonight.
Mo, I remember you took about a 3-year sabbatical, too.
Swell up good like a motherfucker now.
Say that again?
Mo, I remember when you took a 3-year sabbatical, too, Mo. You were talking about Daniel. I remember you had a 3-year sabbatical at one time.
A 3-year? No, I was gone for about three years.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't wreck twice and ain't went down on 3 years. Last time I wrecked, I went down number 5 months.
No, I'm talking about before you came back with that monster. You was down for a while, too, before you went and got that monster.
No, I was down twice when I wrecked.
Your car wasn't wrecked when you went down got that monster on there. Nah. Before you had that monster, you went down for a couple of years, Mo.
I wrecked the car. I didn't go down for no couple of years. I had two cars back then.
He's sleeping, man.
Don't try to put me in no category with you. Because them fucking diamonds take forever.
I thought about what you said, it's taking 3 years with me and Dan. What about how long it took you before you got that badass hot rod done?
I'm gonna tell you the difference between me and y'all. I raced no matter if I got my ass whooped or I won along the way. Y'all, everything gotta be perfect. The dogs out of line. The motherfucking weather
gotta be
how you want it. But y'all to get out here and motherfucking race. That's the difference between me and y'all.
That ain't the truth, Mo. Come on, you know that ain't the truth. Come on, Mo. You got all pressure. Yeah. And I'm about to start racing.
All right. That right there lets you know that's the difference between me and y'all.
Well, the difference is
I'm going to race first. I'm going to take care of it.
When I
get that motherfucker out, get on somebody's ass, or I'm going to get on somebody's ass. Are they getting on my ass?
You heard what I said, dude. I got other responsibilities first. Once I take care of them, and you ain't got to worry about that, then I'm going to come on out there.
Look, check it out, G. I don't know nobody in racing. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know nobody in racing that don't have no children, no wives, no family to deal with. Everybody got businesses to deal with. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody don't take care of business like I do. I know they don't.
Nobody take care of business like everybody.
Don't.
Everybody's different. Everybody's all different. But we all have obstacles we overcome to go racing.
You're exactly right. Everybody don't take care of business the same way. Everybody don't handle their part when they're supposed to. I'm coming, Mo. I'm coming. Believe me, I'm coming.
Yeah. I know you're coming. It goes back to what that dude be saying on this motherfucker. Diamond's taking forever.
Hey, you know when they take a diamond and they do that finishing touch to it, they do the buffing and they cut the angles on it, that's where I'm at right now.
Hey, come out there,
I'm getting them rough edges taken out of that motherfucker.
Hey, that motherfucker ain't going outside of Cuban Zirconia.
Oh, it's going to shine. I ain't even worried about that.
You can polish it,
I ain't worried about that. I'm racing you. And I know you are my car, but I'm going to race you. But high ride? High ride? I'm busting high ride ass.
Man.
I'm busting high ride ass.
Okay, now. Okay. I just remember you saying that. That's all.
Oh,
Just remember. Okay.
All right, look, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Kenny's going to tell you just like he told Junior. Now, Jesus. Why you going out there fucking with Mo? Leave Mo alone.
Mo, if I don't have a race with you, I'm going to keep hearing the shit. Oh, geez, kid of Mo. Geez, kid of Mo. No, I'm going to race Mo. Mo might beat me.
Hey.
Then again, he might not. From what the fish you
gee,
just like
Junior said. Hey, the swelling go down in about 3-4 days.
Wait. You talking about Junior? You talking about Haynes Gang?
Haynes Gang.
Man, that's fucked up. You put me in the same class as Haynes Gang. That's fucked up.
Haynes Gang will fuck you up.
You know what I said? You got to say, Junior knows it's bad.
I think Haynes Gang will fuck you up.
Say what?
I'm bad with Junior.
I think Haynes Gang will fuck you up.
Okay. That's all I gotta say is okay.
I'm gonna talk that race up.
You ain't gotta pump it up. You ain't been talking. You ain't gotta pump it up. Now you ask him what Kenny told him when he wanted to race me. Ask him what Kenny told
me. It was. Look, you talking about the
fans. Yeah, he better go. I know he had to go get another motor to come fuck with me. I know he did. I'm not dumb.
Come on, man. Why you on here talking to man business?
No. I just said, I didn't call no horsepower. I didn't call no time. I just said he had to get another motor to come fuck with me.
Where I got to sign at? Right here? Yeah, I'll be there.
That was Jesus did.
Yeah.
All right, you talking that shit? I'm gonna fuck karma up.
They call that shit dry. You know how they got two different seasons? You want lemon pepper? They got wet. They got dry. You went dry.
Mm-hmm. You gonna have two stickers on your car.
All right,
dude. We ain't spitting
peers, right.
God damn.
You're right. You're right. I'm going to clear it up with both of them.
You're going to clear it up with them?
Both of them.
Who you going to clear it up with?
I'm running Weed Splitter, and I'm running you. For sure.
You're going to say, damn, I should have waited for some fucking diamonds, too.
No, because...
I should have waited for some
diamonds,
too.
My diamonds just take forever, and they coated top, bottom, and side skirts.
All right.
Remember that.
Mine took forever because of the pandemic. So I know why mine took forever.
And, all right, okay. I'm gonna let you use it at work too. Get them 14-15 days free.
Okay. I know that's why mine took that.
Man, motherfucker just texted me, Chief, motherfucker just texted me and told me you in the Guinness World Book of Records for the weight on pistol.
All right. I'm winning that shit. I must be winning.
Man. Oh, no, you done won.
Okay.
I'm going to hold that right down. Hey, they didn't
have to breed the rap. Stick the raisin chickens, bro.
Hey, guess what? I got them now, though.
He got his jersey in the book.
I got him now,
stick the raisin chickens, man. Stick the chickens, bro.
The Quinn, shut the fuck up, because you know you a weak motherfucker, though, because you're stepping out your lane. You're scary and you're weak.
Oh, man. Damn, geez, man, to the Guinness Book of Records.
Hey, that motherfucker know how to reap the chicken fast, though. He don't know nothing about fucking with a race car, though.
You know what? I'm going to stop. I ain't talking no more shit. Number action from now on out. No more shit.
When you going to be ready to start with action, Chief?
I told you soon, bro.
I got to get one more clearance.
You got to
see.
Before I start.
You
got to
see the Taurus. You know how the stars align, and you can see the Taurus, the bull in the sky.
All right.
Waiting on the next
movie. I'm going to enjoy every bit of this moment y'all throwing at me. I got this feeling more. You know, I love it.
Man. He got to talk.
He get all them motherfuckers like boys in the hood.
He got to make sure his shoestrings on his tennis shoes talk tight. You hear me?
Man,
he got.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, come on, Mo.
Cooper Gooden Jr.
Make sure his toenails are right length, so his fire shoes don't fit too small. And his feet don't slide around.
Man, I wear the same kind of shoes you wear. What you mean, five? That motherfucker said, my five shoes.
Hey, that's how
perfect. You know,
I don't buy them high-dollar shoes like y'all.
They're going to let you know he ain't racing.
Wait a minute.
Put your goddamn face hat on. Put the church shoes with the five. You know he ain't going down the track. Church shoes
Jeez.
And a
fire,
we know you ain't going
there. Hey. You a TikTok star.
Uh-oh.
All right. Uh-oh.
You get paid for them commercials.
I'm telling you. Oh, hey, I'm telling you. I got 100 on hand game. I'm telling you what I got.
No, that's cool.
I got 100 on hands again. So do.
Yeah, no problem.
And Jamie, I think they better. I got 100 big clock. I got 100 big clock trim.
I ain't betting you. I'm betting the driver. gotta get his nerves in there.
He ain't going to do nothing but laugh and smile with you. He just going to laugh.
Laugh now and cry later.
Yeah. Hey, Mo, who got them clutch switches? Who got those? Mm-hmm.
What'd you say, huh?
Who got those clutch switches?
Quarterbacks.
Oh, man.
You sound like she's waiting on them pistons, Janet.
Yeah, I'm tired. Yeah, I'm waiting on my car. I let me open that door every day. I open that shop door, see if that car finished, but it ain't. It's sitting there.
Mm-hmm. I bet them business didn't take me no 3 years like you trying to give me the charge they took.
Hey, Bluefin, if you're on here, stay tuned and tell them how many days I got. I think I was up to 2-something.
You 2-something now. You 2-something now. Yeah,
I'm on my way in the 200s now.
Yeah. Dude, I hadn't been seeing this truck up there at his job.
Hey, James, tell him man you're sorry, bro. Maybe I'm telling you
sorry.
Everybody
got all pressure. You'll come back out. You heard King Black on here, so he had all pressure when it ran. Eric ain't get on here at all tonight.
What Eric?
Hey, King Black. King Black.
Eric Gilmore. Eric Gilmore.
With Elton, too.
Yeah. Who is King Black? Damn it, boy.
He's old racer.
He's been an older guy. He just got back in the
guy. Him and Eric
got
to go back at each other.
Two pro-mines or two top sportsmen? What the hell?
So what you saying? Eric running from the man? Eric running from him. Boy.
He was trying to wait on Eric, but Eric ain't saying nothing, so he just went on and got in the seat himself.
Thanks.
And went out did a full version Chevy. He was at full version Chevy with it.
Damn, boy, don't let Michael Dillon hear that.
Oh, they all truckers. They gonna talk. We're going to talk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Well, don't let Kadu hear that. Kadu going to bring it up tomorrow. I promise.
What are you going to bring up? Oh, to Eric. Well,
yeah, fucking with Eric.
You got to know what. I guess. He got to go over there with something. He got to go jump on him.
Well, King Black might be his cousin. You keep telling Eric his cousin waiting on him.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know. Huh?
Yeah, it might be.
You know, see how you keep telling Eric his cousin waiting on him? You're scared of my cousin and all kinds of shit?
Man, you know how many motherfuckers say somebody their cousin and you tell them, man, oh, that's my people. Oh, now, yeah, in conversation change.
Yeah, he Clyde his cousin.
Where's my cousin, Clyde Williams, man?
Clyde ain't a Williams.
Clyde Williams, show.
Me and you more cousins than him.
So,
you
Jamie,
and Clyde, so
Jamie, you across the fence, cousin, then, huh?
Jamie or Jackson, man?
I'm a Williams.
Tito the third.
Yeah.
Tito Jackson the third.
Where Clyde? You know the other day, bro?
You ain't been on here. You never responded. You responded.
What's up, cousin?
Wait,
I don't eat what?
What's up, cousin?
Come on.
I said, you don't eat chicken,
man.
Y'all ain't
making
no
dough.
Why are you chicken?
So, hey, I'm fucking with the homeboy. The other chicken man. Not the chicken man from New Orleans, but the chicken man from Madisonville.
Yo, you talking about
the chicken.
Cheese, huh?
Call him the chicken. Call him the chicken. Cheese chicken.
I called him chicken. For sure, Eric, motherfucker.
I'm gonna hit you in high ride like a freight train.
Chicken George. Chicken George.
Yep. Call me Chicken George. Hey, you call me whatever you want.
Go ahead, Clyde.
Hey, bro. What we gonna do with your cousin? She done lost the key, bro.
Hey, you bad. Don't
oh, she lose the key. She ain't got a key. All she got to do is keep it in the purse.
I don't know, Jamie.
What? Talk loud, Clyde. What you whispering for? You a man, ain't
you? Scared my cousin go with the head.
That fucking hot, right?
Fire man, my cousin.
Tell that man to talk loud.
Over here on the radio show, that shit low.
Biden going into her pocket.
No,
if they can't find the key, that motherfucker parked.
Well, I got one, but they can't find theirs.
Well,
cause
there ain't no
ride
in it.
No, nigga, one that I'm gonna ride in. It's gonna be in my.
Don't start stunning, no shit. You go in there and tell her that.
What you saying? You talking so low? What you
saying? Yeah, man, damn.
I text you.
You ain't locked like the keys to the truck.
Okay,
man. All right,
all right. Huh?
You will be getting
him. Leanna lost the keys to her truck, but he got his keys to her truck.
Oh, he right. This dude drives Smithy. He's a tool on you.
I'm glad you translated that, James, because I sure couldn't hear what he was saying.
I couldn't
hear what he was saying because he was talking so
fast. He told me she lost the keys. I remember it is and lost the key to the truck.
Oh, yeah.
I jump on the motherfucker. Yeah. I can't hear any shit. Motherfucker. God, her. I gotta go, y'all. I gotta go. And I hot ride. You started that shit.
No.
You started that shit, hot ride.
Bob, is your mic open?
Uh-oh. You're now out the host queue.
Damon, don't you start, Jamie. I just realized you said Bob. Don't you start, Jamie.
I just caught it too.
Yeah.
Both of us about to call you Dutchies.
I said, he said, Barbara. I said, oh, shit. Okay.
He said, Barbara, I'm about to call you.
Now you got bass in your voice all of a sudden.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, man, this one here, this one will ride around with the truck with no insurance for 2 days. Come on, she forgot.
I'm riding dirty, huh?
Oh, man, she'd have been, it'd have been murder. That truck, though, what happened to that thing?
Oh, man. Oh, you know what I see? Now I'm going to get one of them lanyards, which is them little curly Q things that you hook your key to. So LaCroix told me to give you this, put it around your wrist so you won't lose your key.
I'll put one of them, get one of them little things
to
hang on your belt.
That one that got a beeper to go to it. When you lose your key, they beep it when you call for them.
Yeah, get one of them little things clipped to your belt loop.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you can't get your wife from one to two to the bell. You can't do that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, the temperature dropping over here, boy.
They got a cap right there. Get that one.
This thing ought to act a little better. Make sure I give you some heat tonight. Everybody don't want to talk. Time is ringing up about 3 more minutes. 2.5, actually. Yep. Shit. Oh, man. Yeah, buddy.
Hey, Mo, Jesus still on here?
No, he fell off. I was just about to tell him so before the show ends. And yes, he had fell off.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Man,
Hot Rod still on here?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm here, Clyde. What's up?
Well, hey, bro, what is the name of that little thing that, you know, like the little thing B. Brown got in his trailer? It looked like almost like a little clear door. What is that called? What is that?
I asked him about that before.
I don't think they have a name for it. It's just the aft section door, something like that.
All right.
Aft section door for the enclosed trailer. Because it's with the air brakes
uh-huh.
that you put up there like in a store. Just look those up and you'll find some few companies. Yeah, the air flap. They have some of the companies that sell the door set up.
All right,
I was trying to find it myself.
Damn,
yeah,
I saw that. That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, you can turn your AC on, leave your door open, and you got your tinted screen going all in the back. You know, it's all plastic, so it's hard. I mean, you can sit in your trailer with your hair on and not have to worry about it freezing over.
Right. We get one for Cheese Trailer, so when he put his air conditioning, I can sit in there.
After I whoop his ass, they're going to have to put him in there. They're going to be hanging me out there.
All right, we got whatever. 5 seconds. No, 2 seconds. All right, next week, fellas.
Welcome, man.